Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the 17th day of March, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Coming up later in this hour, I'm going to have the filmmakers in studio from the film The New World Order, a C-Think production, the main selection documentary of the year by the Independent Film Channel. They're going to be in studio with us for about 30, 40 minutes today. We're also going to have wide open phones. And coming up in the last hour, Barbara Lowe Fisher with a part two on the dangers and the ravages of vaccines. We're going to go live at prisonplanet.tv in the next segment. So we're going to do the first few hours of the transmission today live at prisonplanet.tv, simulcasting, so start your engines on that if you'd like to watch us live over at prisonplanet.tv. We now do at least 2 hours a day during my show that's 4 hours long on the radio, and then Jason Burmes, the Info Warrior, name of the show, from 9 to midnight at prisonplanet.tv, and also simulcasting on the GCN Radio Network. All right, here is the important news. Netanyahu envisions major war in coming months in a speech he gave. Major war with Iran. Oh, my goodness. Also, scientists warn that global warming could cut population to 1 billion people. This from the New York Times. Total, absolute fear-mongering. Only thing that will cut the world population down to 1 billion people is the bioweapons they've developed. Also, anger over firm depletes Obama's political capital. The Washington Post reports his approval rating is plunging because people know that he gave, well, basically a complete pardon to all of the major banks and brokerage firms that got the trillions of dollars, and that he only puts out political rhetoric about how he's going to punish them and keep them from getting money. They've gotten trillions and trillions. And so he's talking about not letting some mid-level executives have $165 million. People see right through that. That's like Rick Perry. Texas got just in one highway fund more than $3 billion. I know it's over $10 billion that Texas is slated to get just this year from the $787 billion, quote, stimulus package they passed a few weeks ago. But then he turns back $555 million. And says, oh, look how conservative I am. I'm not taking the federal money. It's more stunts by Obama, stunts by Rick Perry, stunts by others. So we'll go over that. I mean, the outrage is just intensifying and intensifying and intensifying as the economy gets worse and worse and people learn that the bankers have stolen trillions. This is out of the Associated Press. I took a double take on this headline. Senators suggest AIG executives should kill themselves. No, how about we just arrest the banker heads and put them on trial for all the laws they've broken? How about that? How about justice be served and we kick the bankers out of control of our government? Also, I saw this in CNN over the weekend, and now the VFW president has weighed in. It is true. They are going to cut all medical benefits to veterans. You cannot make stuff of this magnitude up. They're saying they're going to have to just get their own insurance. And I was talking to a VA doctor this weekend, actually Friday at the New World Order screening here in Austin. I have another one today. And he came up and said, how is it that the government can be so evil, but then so inept with the VA? He goes, all I do is fill out hundreds of forms every day, and I can't even practice medicine. You know, the computers tell us what we can and can't do. You know, somebody's got a hurt back, Prozac. Somebody's dying of something, Prozac. You know, they won't give them treatment. And I said, well, that's how it works. It's evil. Evil is easy because you just kill things, break things, take over things. Good is hard to implement. So we'll get into that. President won't budge on veteran insurance proposal. The size of derivatives bubble, $190,000 per person in debt. A lot more coming up, and some serious gun control news on ammo.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, got some filmmakers in a cab driving down here to the studio in South Austin right now. They'll be in studio with us about 30 minutes. Going to have wide open phones today as well when this hour is over. For the full 3 hours after that. Some of the other news here. DOD in sale of expended metal brass to remanufacturers. This is from The Shootist, one of the biggest online sites for gun owners in the Second Amendment. And it says, and so it begins. We all wondered when it was going to start, when the new administration would make their move against us gun owners. Oh, everybody got upset about H.R. 45. I'll bet I got over 100 emails warning me about the draconian gun registration bill that had been introduced in Congress, which would make everybody get psychological testing, make you pay a yearly registration fee for each firearm, make you go through a federal shooting course, just the end of the Second Amendment, I would add. And every time I tune into Neocon Talk Radio, they say it's just a rumor that it passed in the $787 million stimulus bill. Well, partially true. They passed the psychological testing part of it through the federalization of medicine and mental records, psychological records, going back even into junior high and high school for everybody, snatching all those up and paying billions, what is it, $9 billion, to have private firms put all that data into databases for them. You're already hearing how police may have had post-traumatic stress at one time after a shooting, or military people suddenly are losing their peace officer license, or they can't buy firearms. It's all over the newspapers. So, yes, they did pass the exact identical subsections that were in there, part of H.R. 45. That's what they do, is they try to pass, it's like the Patriot Act. They tried to pass that for two decades through Congress, in piecemeal and in whole. Just like the Omnibus Crime Bill of 1996, they tried to pass that for a decade before. So that's what's going on. But this goes continues. I was really glad to see Tom Gresham's, host of Gun Talk Radio and editor, writer, television host on Self-Defense TV, and one of the foremost gun spokesmen, come out and tell everybody to stop worrying about legislation so absolutely over the top it would never get out of the committee. Well, the point is that Obama's favorite Congress people introduced this, and Rahm Emanuel introduced this last year when he was in the House. So the point is, this is what the White House wants. This is their wish list. That was the whole point. Tom said, save your energy for when we really need it. Don't expend it trying to warn everyone in your email list about legislation that would go nowhere. No, we need to know that the White House was moving with the most draconian gun control legislation, victim disarmament legislation ever seen. Now Tom just interviewed me and Larry Hanney, over owner of Georgia Firearms, on the Gun Talk radio show, and Tom agrees now is the time to unleash the hounds, by which he means start emailing and writing your senators and congressmen. Now it has come clear. Now we know what they intend to do. It is an end run around Congress. They don't need to try to ban guns. They don't need to fight a massive battle to attempt gun registration or limit assault weapons sales. Nope, all they have to do is limit the amount of ammunition available to the civilian market, and when bullets dry up, guns will be useless. Think we jest. Now let's stop right there. California and other states have passed laws to make all guns sold in their state stamp the name, make, and model, basically, of the gun, an identifying number to that that's tied to when you purchase the gun as a registration form. That will bankrupt a lot of gun manufacturers who then have to buy the expensive patent for the gun stamping, a pro-gun groups who came up with it, and that's in quotes. It also then allows them in the future to say, oh, we're going to ban or restrict guns that don't have this. And then when we were covering that state police file, calling Ron Paul supporters basically terrorists, it had a whole section in there about how they need to get the police behind bullet stamping. So this is happening everywhere. And they're also trying to restrict the importation of ammunition, the importation of firearms. The feds are moving to regulate and shut down a lot of ammunition producers. Both the producers that create, you know, entire bullets and casings, but also those that just produce the lead. They're trying to restrict lead bullets, saying it's bad for the environment. They're trying to restrict who can produce the brass. But now the military, which was the largest source of used shell casings, they're going to destroy it and sell it for scrap when they get a lot less money for the scrap than they would just selling the spent casings. Just billions and billions of 9mm, 45, 50 cal, 223, 308. And that's what's being announced here. Major bullet manufacturers all across the United States are getting letters from the military saying, by law, but it's not a law, it's a regulation, we are no longer going to sell you any of the casings. And that's the story from the shootist up at Infowars.com right now. Nope, all they had to do is limit the amount of ammunition available to the civilian market, and when bullets dry up, guns will be useless. Think we jest? Here are copies of two letters sent to Georgia Arms just Thursday evening, effectively canceling a contract he had to purchase 30,000 pounds of expended military brass in 223, 7.62, and 50 caliber. And it goes on to say, dear valued customer, and it's a letter from the Defense Department saying you can't buy this from us anymore. It, under regulations, not a law, the White House says it's all to be scrapped. So that's just another way that they're doing this. And it's been confirmed in the last 5-6 years that the military is buying up more ammo than is being used in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and other areas of the world where the U.S. military is in 130-plus countries, that they're just hoarding it and warehousing, and that's driven up the prices, doubled or tripled in some cases. And now with all the fear of Obama moving against the Second Amendment, even bigger runs against ammo and firearms themselves are accelerating. So it's a lengthy article, goes through it, and it's just outrageous on that front. You know, I covered last week several mainstream news articles, one out of Oklahoma, several others around the nation, where cities are saying we don't know if citizens can have gardens because we might need inspections of their gardens because you're guilty until proven innocent and people might be growing marijuana. Coming up later, I want to get into a report out of Natural News with Mike Adams, who was on with Jason Burmes filling in yesterday. Shocking video shows Los Angeles City bulldozing community gardens into the dirt. They're just saying no more community gardens, giant community gardens, bulldozing and getting rid of it. Saying that they don't need that anymore. There's all these people out there crying and the police getting in their faces. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi is in the San Francisco Chronicle saying they need a federal bailout of newspapers that are failing because the mainstream media is imploding because everybody knows they're a pack of spin doctors. We'll get into that report as well. Mexico is to impose sanctions on U.S. exports. Great deal under NAFTA and GATT. Burmes covered this some yesterday, but I'd like to cover it some later. Bilderbergs excite conspiracy theorist, and this is out of Politico, and they admit the Bilderberg group is real. You know, that's better than most mainstream media, and CBS News picked this up and admitted that we were right, admitted that Bilderberg is secret, and basically admitted that Barack Obama was having secret meetings with him and is appointing Bilderberg group members. You have to understand, this is happening simultaneously while mainstream news is still saying it doesn't exist. You know, and then I went to a hotel and imagined people hiding behind trees in Virginia. Just like Time Magazine, Newsweek, everybody's announcing a new Bank of the World to rule the planet, but none of this exists. In fact, I've got some filmmakers coming here in a few minutes. Guys, turn that TV on over there for me because I want to pull up And Now for World Government from the Sunday Times of London. And I also want to pull up Time Magazine headline New World Order, where they say a global government run by the banks, but that it's good. Because these guys may actually burst into flame when they see that because, you know, the New World Order doesn't exist. So hundreds of mainstream news articles have now come out saying everything we've always said. And so I want to show them this and see if it's like a big cross or holy water and see if they burst into flames when these guys come into studio, Luke Meyer and Andrew Neil. So that is coming up in the next segment. They'll be with us for the rest of the hour. By the way, their film is the main selection of the Independent Film Channel this year. Their one big documentary of the year. Huge promotion. I was interviewed 5 separate times by IFC in the last 3 weeks for different programs. IFC News, their media project. I'm honored to be such a focal point of this film. So is Luke Radowski, Officer Jack McLamb, and others. So, Will, I'm just teasing. Actually, these guys carry assault weapons around with them, the New World Order guys. And Andrew thinks he has a chip in his head. He was telling me secretly, but he told me not to tell anybody that. I'm just joking, guys. I'm just messing with you. Come on. I am going to edit this interview together to make you guys look stupid, though. I'm just being sarcastic, actually. I'm going to follow you around for a few months, and the few cornball things you do, I'm going to put it in the film. I'm going to call the film Cornballs. And, you know, in a tribute to you guys in this film you made. Get ready to come in, boys, here in a minute. We're going to break here in a second. I'm actually just building it up for the listeners. It is good to see Andrew and Luke and everybody else here with us today. The makers of the New World Order, you can check out the website at newworldorderthemovie.com. It's fiction because the New World Order doesn't exist. newworldorderthemovie.com. It's a story of a mental hospital they visit, and they All right. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. A lot more coming up today. We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv, so go over to the site and tune us in.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you experience sudden bouts of joint discomfort, swelling, and redness, especially in your ankle or toe, you are not alone. Millions of Americans experience joint discomfort caused specifically by a buildup of crystallized uric acid in the joints. This can hinder your daily activities like walking and sleeping, and can keep you from enjoying your life until you try Uricinex. Uricinex is formulated to supplement the uric acid balancing nutrients you may not find in your everyday diet. As part of a healthy lifestyle, Uricinex helps relieve bouts of joint irritation while promoting your healthy joint comfort and control. No negative side effects, just lasting relief. For the past 4 years, Uricinex has helped people just like you from all over the world, with millions shipped to date. Call 1-888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 1-888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That website is the number 4FITLEGS.com. And remember, ask how you can get Uricinex for free today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Luke Meyer and Andrew Neal are award-winning filmmakers. In fact, they won the South by Southwest coveted Best Documentary in 2006 for Darkon. And their new film is New World Order, a C-Think film. We're going to put that up on screen for everybody. The poster is myself looking out of a window from a darkened room. We are simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we have them with us 5 minutes for the next hour. Gentlemen, good to have you here.
Hey, good to be here.
What, I mean, tell folks about the film, The New World Order.
New World Order is basically, I guess we call it a behind-the-scenes documentary about what people refer to in America as conspiracy theorists. So I guess it's sort of a behind-the-scenes look at what your life is like, Alex, a little bit, and other people that we traveled around, Jim Tucker, Jack McLam, Luke Rudowski, Mike Edgerton, and a number of other
Seth Jackson.
Right.
Yeah. And that, and the individual speaking is Andrew and Neil. Luke, tell us about the film.
Well, like Andrew said, it's a behind the scenes look at kind of what goes on in the world of exposing the secret group, one world government that.
Well, I want to say this. I think this is.
I think for us, what was important to us is that there's. First of all, Alex, you make many films about it, but there's a lot of films out there about a lot of these topics. And for us, what was really important was to understand what it was like to live the lives of filmmakers, of radio hosts, of ambush journalists, of muckraking reporters who do the kind of work you're doing, which is generally considered to be by a lot of people kind of far out there, and we wanted to know what it was like to be you guys and to live your lives a little bit. And also, really importantly, sorry, just not to cut you off, but
no, it's
like,
fine.
How you came to believe what you believe. I think understanding other human beings and why they believe what they believe is a valuable thing, and I think more of that would be a good thing for humanity.
Well, I was just going to say, I think this is the fairest documentary, and there's been quite a few that I've been featured in. It's the fairest I've seen. That said, why did you guys go with the hokey angle? Because that certainly was oversampled from the footage that I saw you guys shoot. I mean, was that for the comic relief? Because it did get a lot of laughs, so this wouldn't be dark. I mean, I know you did that with Darkon as well, but that inherently is kind of goofy
sure.
and funny.
What are some of the hokey parts? I'm curious that you feel like. Because actually, there were more laughs in the audience on Friday night than I think we were expecting.
We didn't know if that was possibly because a lot of the people there knew you, and so it was sort of like there was sort of an inside joke going on. But I think that there's no question that Luke and I do see comedy in everything, even in horrible things that are happening in the world. There is a certain part of the world that I see sort of from the point of view of Voltaire. Just the human comedy is just a complicated a mess, and I think I do see humor in that even when stuff is serious. So I suppose that's sort of my own or our own take on the whole thing. But I think by and large, I thought besides some comic relief, I thought
Tommy Pallotta thought, a director and producer, he thought that it humanized us, that it was a positive thing overall. But reading,
I would hope that it is. I mean,
yeah, I mean that's a tool. Like humor itself can be a tool to kind of, if it's all serious, people sometimes just turn off eventually.
Especially people.
But if there's a moment of laughter of humanity, and then a moment where things are serious, people will. That going back and forth makes the audience kind of pay attention.
I mean, one of your sound bites actually that we added in late was your comment about, a lot of people say that conspiracy theorists, believe this stuff because, it makes the world a simpler place or it makes the world knowable to them or whatever. And actually, I think the film is evidence of a great deal of stress, worry, and discontent that one must accept if they're going to accept the worldview that you people like you, Alex, have taken on. So for that reason, I think that's the thesis doesn't work. Like obviously you're not doing it for some kind of satisfaction because like you're under a tremendous amount of stress, in terms of your daily lives, and like you said, you wake up in the middle of the night sometimes and like you're genuinely afraid of what the future holds, and I think a lot of people generally try to adopt a belief, sometimes be it religion, be it political ideology, whatever it is, so that they don't have to wake up in the middle of the night.
All right, we got a break. That's key info. Andrew Neil and Luke Meyer, C-Think Studios, the official film of the year being put out by the Independent Film Channel, and I'm very honored to be part of it. Great filmmakers. We'll talk to them after the break.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked their results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The Obama Deception is now out. You can watch it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv or order the super high quality DVD, now shipping out at Infowars.com. And I hope people will go there. You can also call toll free 888-253-3139. The new film is titled New World Order, a Seethink film. And just before we forget the time we have together, because it'll fly, Luke Meyer and Andrew, tell us specifically when it's coming out, when it's going to air on the Independent Film Channel.
It's going to be in mid-April, I think around...
I think about a month from now it'll be on VOD on IFC, and then later this summer it'll be in the regular broadcast rotation.
Actually, sometime in May, I think the broadcast rotation will start.
Yeah. And then the DVD will be out sometime this fall.
You guys just come in and run the camera. They're going to move around. Let's just do it that way. I'll direct right here on air right now. Okay, thanks. Just have to do that. We're just working out doing the live TV show in here, and we're going to get more cameras in here, some mounted on the ceiling and other things for TV, like a headpiece and things like that someday. What about all this pre-promotion I've been seeing for the film?
Well, this was the world premiere last Friday night, and so there's a lot of promotion like that you were part of where you drove around Austin on Friday, just for the world premiere of the film.
there probably will be more promotion when it's going to come out on IFC, but that's kind of all I know about right now.
Yeah.
Now, should folks just visit the New World Order, themovie.com, or is there a SeeThink site they should check out?
Well, you can go to SeeThink.com, and there's a small page for it there, and then you can link to the main New World Order, themovie.com from there, or you can go straight to the movie site, whichever's best.
Mm-hmm.
I specifically want to go over some reviews. I saw 50-50 positive reviews, negative reviews. I mean, even the negative reviews said they like the film because they took away from it that we're delusional, and I wanted to be on record with the filmmakers and read part of a negative review by Scott Von Dovak, I believe is how you pronounce it, and this was out of Nerve.com.
Yeah, I read that one.
So let me read some of this. It says, welcome to the New World Order, where 9/11 was an inside job and secretive elitist organizations called the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, and or the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, we explain there are different governmental systems, just like we have a House and a Senate. It doesn't mean either one of them doesn't exist. You know, Washington, D.C. exists, the House, the Senate, the judiciary, the legislative, the executive exist. And it goes on, our only hope is a ragtag band of conspiracy theorists, anarchists, and anti-globalists led by the mad prophet of the InfoWars, Alex Jones. And then it goes on to say that Meyer and Neal aren't concerned about the reality of these beliefs, and they don't present any counter-arguments or talking head rebuttals. Actually, there are people in there rebutting. They don't have to. In a way, New World Order is an extension of their previous film, Darkon, which was about live-action role-playing gamers. The movie's tagline was, everybody wants to be a hero, which could just as easily apply to this one. You don't need a PhD to figure out the psychology at work here. We'd all like to think that our lives are important. That's the classic yuppie thing. You know, none of us are important. Let's just have hopeless lives. It's impossible to be politically active. And if you can convince yourself that you're one of the few in the know about what's really going on in the world, one of the few fighting for good, fight against forces bent on destroying you, well, then you have a lot in common with Jones, Radowski, Jackson, and the rest. And then he goes on to say, I'm insane. Basically, Bilderberg didn't exist. I was imagining cars following us. I was imagining Secret Service behind bushes. Did a car follow us?
It's one of the most kind of amusing things to me that, like, sometimes people are like, so is a car really following you? Or like, does the Bilderberg group really exist? And I'm almost like, yeah, man, like, not only do they exist, they admit they exist now. And, you know, there was absolutely no question. This is something I wanted to talk about on the show because I wanted to make it clear. And we had a discussion that night, the hotel room, about it. You know, there's no question, first of all, in my mind, that there were people the night before at the bar who were in there who were, you know, doing some kind of recon of some sort. And then the next morning, there's absolutely no question that in my opinion, we were being followed. I mean, we took about 9 turns. That guy tailed us all the way out. So we took 9 turns.
And then
turns.
He got out and he was 6'4", built.
He's a big guy, yeah.
You know, in a dress outfit. I mean, it's the classic FBI / you know, Army Commando. I mean, he was either FBI or he was an Army Commando. Well, I mean, specifically,
that's something that, you know, that's that. And I felt like we showed it pretty accurately.
But how can they not show guys with black sunglasses in police vehicles with police wearing black glasses pointing at us, and those don't exist? Yeah. See, I'm insane. I just want to be a hero. But none of this exists.
And that's part of, you know, the power of interpretation. I think a lot of people will come to this film with preconceived ideas, and I think that's why you're going to see a broad variety of responses to it. You know, some people are going to come with preconceived notions that this is all whack job stuff, and they're going to leave, and maybe it won't change their mind. And maybe they're going to come in believing all of it, and maybe they'll leave believing all of it. I mean, you know, what we hope is that we did show what you guys were like, what your experiences had been, and why you believed in what you believed. And through that, to humanize you, to take you out of this,
sure,
this kind of cliched environment where, you know, you're just kind of ranting at the margins, which is really a danger for your message, you know? And so, you know, I hope that it would affect things positively in that
Luke,
way.
Luke, comments,
you know,
along those lines?
Yeah. When we were having test screenings, it was very interesting that people would watch the same film, and some people would have a totally negative reaction to everything in there. They would think that everything in the whole film wasn't true. And then there would be other people that in the same audience that would think everything in there was totally true and totally that it was like, it was the beginning of a whole bunch of information that was out there. And then there would be other people in between who would have a transformative experience in watching the film both directions. So I think it's interesting that this film, you know, I hope shows a very honest, picture of how things happen when you're out there trying to uncover stuff, investigating what's going on out there. And if people see that objective, honest view into what happens,
I mean,
it's up to them to draw their own conclusions.
That Nerve.com article pisses me off because it's like the guy betrays himself as bias in the first couple sentences of his review. Mm-hmm. If you walk into a review and are like, you know, and use those like derogatory terms that are clearly like, you know, pigeonholing people and like clearly he sat through the whole movie. He went into the movie thinking that way about them. And continued to think about them that way and didn't care to try to look at what he was seeing on screen, didn't care to look at the people who were in front of him and understand why they believe what they believe.
Well, Andrew, let me make this point here, and that's why I'm making a big deal out of this, because it isn't just this review. I probably saw 20 reviews or more, and I have them here in the stack, and half of them were, yeah, these guys seem wild, but a lot of it's checking out nowadays, and they link to a few mainstream news articles. Hey, here's Time Magazine, here's others admitting they're setting up a bank of the world, just like the conspiracy theorist always said, and they said they would use an economic crisis to do it. I mean, this is mass delusion. You guys were there at the Hyatt we were staying at a few miles away, and Davis, who's one of your partners, he is off at another screening of this right now, so he couldn't be here. And he comes over to me and goes, you know, these guys are cops. My dad's a cop and he's now a famous, private detective, but he didn't want to get into that. The point is that, you know, he's from Chicago. And I go, well, no, I know they're cops. This happens everywhere we go. We're at the bar. Every time we're eating, big guys, 45 years old, 6'5", in suits, act like they're with you. And they walk up and say, hey, do you want to attack the State Department with us? And I'm like, just start laughing at him, saying, no, we're here journalists to cover this. I'm like, oh, because I really want to help you go attack government buildings right now. Now, if I would have been drunk or something and said, yeah, just joking, I would have been arrested, have been on the news that I was an Al-Qaeda guy planning terror. That this happens every week when you hear about some cell they busted and it comes out later. It was at a bar and somebody just joked. So you guys were there while feds are on us. You're witnessing this happening. Then as we get kicked out of the other, you know, base at Bilderberg, I am walking around videotaping. Security comes up and says, don't videotape. We say, okay. They follow us into the bar, and they say, you know, we've had people try to steal things by pulling fire alarms. Rob Jacobson's with me. You guys are up in the hotel room. I'm about to come. I'm about to do Coast to Coast AM. And I say, okay, finish eating my hamburger. And then I go upstairs, and the fire alarm goes off. And, you know, and then I'd been outside an hour before shooting video of the hotel, and there were these workmen with these big work trucks going, yeah, we're going to, you know, pull it about 1 a.m., and I didn't know what they were talking about at the time. But after that, they did the fire alarm for whatever reason on purpose. They came up to us and asked us about fire alarms, and then it says here, I'm a kook, crazy person, and there's no cars following me. There's no Secret Service. I mean, let me just read the quote, and then I'll shut up about this. It says, paranoid delusions are contagious in New World Order, and Alex Jones is patient zero. And it goes on. It says, his face, a puffy fright mask of pop-eyed outrage, Joan leads his minions to a hotel where the annual Bilderberg conference is taking place. He sees his enemies behind every tree and around every corner. He's continually evading cars he imagines are pursuing him, and at one point announces that a nearby bare-shirted bicyclist is clearly Secret Service. When a fire alarm goes off in the hotel, just as he's to call into a talk show, it's simply more confirmation that they're out to get him. And then it goes into how I'm this delusional purpose. It says he's living in a movie in his mind, is evident from the references to The Matrix, Star Wars, and even Ghostbusters that that Pepper has ranched. Now let's stop there. I'm shooting footage separately for the Obama film that we were already thinking about making and a JFK film separately away from Bilderberg. It's on video. It's in, I mean, you know, we have this footage. I don't even know if I put that part in the Obama deception, or maybe it's in your film, actually, Secret Service coming over. The police come over, or maybe I've watched this so much in my studio.
You mean in Chantilly, in Virginia?
Well, no, I mean, I can't tell where I saw it. I mean, I know I was there because I've seen this footage so much. It's in my film and in your film, yeah. Similar footage. I'll put it out on the web. The point is that I guess I was just watching it the other day in the studio.
Well, I mean, I think people should, like, you know, I mean, whatever, that Nerve.com review, you know, okay, so screw him. But, like, he, you know, I think if most people who watch the movie, I don't think what he says there is what comes across in those scenes. So, like,
no, but I'm saying
sometimes people
this
come
ties in, though, to the mass delusion that I'm talking about. I'm the same one. But just finishing my babbling point, I was trying to figure out where the footage is, or your footage, my footage, or so much of it gets confusing. The point is we're at the Capitol, and then we're at the White House, and everywhere we go, we should put a video out on this. They run up and say, turn your cameras off. They run over and say, you can't film the White House. And then we start walking around, and these Secret Service guys come out of the gated area. They follow us around, all around D.C. for about 30 minutes. And so I guess you guys were with us because it's in the film.
Yeah, we were there. And actually, I, of course, there was actually just a battle in New York City about a year ago about camera rights on the street.
No, but the Secret Service has been caught, and so have the feds, following bike rights groups. They've been caught following anti-death penalty groups. I mean, my point is, you were there, and that was Secret Service following us, and Secret Service did come out and tell us to turn our cameras off. I mean, am I making that up?
In D.C.?
Yeah.
I wasn't there when Secret Service came up in D.C., but, you know, I if you have footage of it, we weren't there.
Well, then how does he talk about that here from seeing the film?
I don't know, because remember in our film, we're in front of the White House.
Capitol Police come up.
The Capitol Police, and talk to the Capitol Police guy, and you're like, appreciate you, sir.
Yeah, no,
then
you
we
were
go down
there.
Below.
But then guys come out. I guess you didn't see them. They come out on bicycles and start following us around.
I didn't see them. There's a shot in the movie of the guys that you had seen across the street.
No, but you saw the guys at the hotel. You saw them follow us. I'm telling you, I saw them come out.
Okay. No, we didn't get footage of that. I was on the D.C.
I mean, is it a conspiracy theory to say they have Secret Service around the White House?
No, it's not a conspiracy theory at all. That's what I think is funny, is that so many of these facts that are generally accepted by most everyone, when they come through the lens of a certain demographic, basically become a conspiracy theory. And in fact, actually, one of the things that was sort of, you know, we were kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place just in terms of how we describe the movie. You know, like, the term conspiracy theorist in and of itself is a problematic term. And, like, I think, like, perhaps a new term, people should start using a new term. The conspiracy theorist a tag immediately kind of devalues.
It's meant to put you in a box and say these are crazy
people. Exactly, you know, it kind of annoys me that, like, we've had to describe it that way for people to understand what the movie's about, you know. But, like, it's a stereotype, and I think that, like,
it's like calling Galileo a conspiracy theorist because he said that the Earth was not the center of the universe.
Right, and also, but if you just break down even conspiracy theorists, what that term means. It means that people are theorizing about conspiracies that may be happening. Now, humans conspire, and this is something we talked about a lot. We weren't able to get much of it into the film, but, like, human beings have been conspiring for centuries.
Look at Caesar being killed.
It's
the progress of human history.
Yeah, not only that. I mean, look, we all conspire in our everyday lives. We conspire to get, like, you know, our girlfriend to do what we want. We conspire, you know, I mean, we conspire in little ways every way. It's like, to assume that in government, at least to some extent, there isn't a certain amount of conspiratorial behavior going on is a dangerous state of affairs.
Here's what the first commenter said on this review. It says, I don't think this guy actually saw the film, because in it, Jones talks about how many idiots like the guy say it makes the world so fun for them to believe in the New World Order. But in all honesty, they say that the New World Order is trying to do is worse than Hitler and the Nazis. So this guy who wrote the blog would tell a Jew that they are just trying to make themselves feel better by saying Hitler tried to kill them. Don't think so. Nice blog. I mean, look, all I'm trying to say is the Bilderberg group is real. We were followed. This stuff did happen.
Absolutely.
There was a small lake right by the hotel. There was a guy out there all day fishing and catching nothing, watching us. I mean, we had guys in clown masks.
I don't think most
following us.
I don't think most of the
people. Did you see the clown mask?
No,
you weren't there enough days. You weren't there for part of it.
No, I didn't see that. But I think that most people that watch this movie aren't going to question those facts. And actually, but I think that discussion that you see going on right there, even on Nerve.com, I think it's good that people are having these arguments. I think it's good, you know, if the film, pushes people to get into this discussion. It's a positive thing, you know? And I think, like, you know, Alex, because you're bombastic or whatever, you know, sometimes maybe people get fired up about it, but I think it's a good thing if people are coming out and having a discussion about, and I think because in a way, you know, we try to present, like, you know, the softer side of Alex Jones from time to time. I think it's good for people to see that too, because like to turn you into a human being, to understand where your ideas come from, to understand the history of your journalism is an important thing. Well, and to understand what it's like to be behind the scenes.
Sure. Well, it was great meeting you guys, and I hope I get to meet you and see you again in the future. And we're going to come back for a few more segments, but I want to say you were truthful about what you said you were going to do. That's one of the first times it's ever happened with a national production. So I commend you and thank you. But I would like to give the guy at Nerve.com and you guys, here's Time Magazine titled The New World Order. And this came out. It says a new bank of the world will rule the United States and will basically pay our taxes to it. It says a central bank of the world to knock heads when needed and to control the United States. So I want to present you with the conspiracy theory of Time Magazine. Of course, they're saying this is the solution. So there's the New World Order. And then here's one from the Financial Times and now for world government. And in this is published by the Bilderberg Group.
Right. So this is an interesting thing, right? I mean, just like the
They say world government's good here. We're going to come back. We're going to break. They say the world government exists. They kept a secret for our own good. And the bankers are going to rule us. So I want to present you and Nerve and everybody else with, again, more delusions. According to Nerve, I probably made this up and typed it up myself. Here's the Times of London. We'll be right back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Before you slip into
the film is New World Order. The website is newworldorderthemovie.com. Put it up on screen for folks. Appreciate Andrew coming in. I appreciate Luke coming in. The filmmakers. We're going to keep until about 15 after. They got to take a cab and go down to be at the end of one of their screenings at a panel. So there was about another 20 minutes. We've been having heated discussions during the break. You know, you're saying these type of ridiculous reviews are part of the overall discussion. My problem is they're announcing troops on the streets. They're announcing FEMA camps. They are announcing a Bank of the World. They're announcing the HPV shot is killing people. I wasn't a conspiracy theorist. The trials of it said it was killing people. They admit Prozac causes psychotic breaks and people to go out and cause mass shooting. It's now on the insert of the drug. But I was talking about that 12 years ago and called a conspiracy theorist. They just put it on the drug 2 years ago. I mean, I know there's all these other kooks who make stuff up, and that's our biggest problem, who do make up things that can't be proven. I don't do that.
But the only way people are really going to understand what's going on is when they come across something and stop and think about it, read about it themselves. If the people who read something like this and take it just as the final thing right there, they're not thinking about what he's saying. They're just absorbing it. And it's the same for some of the stuff that says.
But can you imagine how frustrating? I mean, look, you're experiencing some of the frustration now. You know they had feds asking us questions, following us around. You know we got followed out of Bilderberg by the car that turned this way, that way, followed us in parking lots, gas stations for 20 minutes, and then it gets out and it's a big fed and it doesn't exist. It's crazy.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think one thing I wanted to talk about just because you were talking about the Times article, the Financial Times. I mean. Conspiracy theorist label aside, okay, globalization is just about the most real thing that you could possibly imagine. I mean, people have been thinking about a one world government for a long time, and lots of people in high places think it's a good idea for humanity to create a one world government. I mean, we've seen the creation of the European Union.
Doesn't exist.
Which is crazy, you know. So I mean, like, obviously, like, there are groups of humans who believe that a one world government is something that is sort of like an evolution of mankind, and they've been motivating world currencies and stuff. And I don't even think, not even what's so funny about it is none of that's going on in secret. It's public policy.
But it's kooky to be against it and to say that it's bad. And that's the point I'm trying to make. If you read that Financial Times of London article published by a Bilderberg group member, owns it, Mr. Wolf, it says we kept it secret and it's authoritarian. So some people say, oh, peace, love, world government, no more war. No, it's a worldwide authoritarian corporate state. Luke, has this been an awakening for you making this film, or were you aware of the New World Order before? I mean, you obviously decided to make it, or has it been a growing process for you?
I mean, I had some background in it. Me and Andrew intentionally tried not to over-educate ourselves while we were making the film. We wanted to kind of have you and everyone else in the film speak on the issues. And we didn't want to become editors on it to sort of editorialize the different theories that are going on.
And so actually,
we kept the step.
And actually, now we're being very strict about like how like when people say, so, you know, do you believe 9/11 was an inside job? Do you believe this? Do you believe that? We're not getting involved in that discussion, because we feel as though there's a rock and a hard place situation there. We say that we believe in one theory or another. People are saying, oh, it's a propaganda movie. If we say we don't believe in it, then, oh, it's a hit piece. And like, so for us, we've gone to so much trouble to be objective with this movie, to offer, what we felt was a fair and real, you know, view into the lives of the people that we decided to follow. And, you know, at this point, we don't really want to get into that whole discussion, because we feel like it either way would compromise the viewing process for people. So what we hope is that people come to the movie with an open mind, with a fresh perspective, and just watch and learn what you guys are like as people. And if you want to go educate yourself, there's a tremendous amount of information out there on the web. There's many films, obviously, Alex, not only yours, but many, many more. There's many books. There's lots of stuff to be read.
We got a break. Stay there, Andrew and Luke. We're going to come right back. Got two more segments with them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Andrew Neal and Luke Meyer are with us till about 15 after. Then they've got to leave in the middle of a segment to go down and speak at the end of a second screening of their already critically acclaimed new film, New World Order. Andrew, you had a question for me during the break.
Yeah, I was just you're playing on your show now. You're playing THX, and you know, we heard you talk a lot. And in fact, I think you even mentioned The Matrix in your movie. And that guy there in the Nerve article kind of like, you know, took a jab at you for that reason. But I actually always thought that your theory about a lot of these, you know, obviously fictional movies was really interesting, and how you saw that as kind of like an echo chamber for what people really thought may happen or may be happening.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, look, number one, you guys were asking me, what is the Washington Monument? And the Masons and other people say it is a spiritual talisman. They believe architecture is sacred. I've had top Masons on. University publications have put out books about sacred geometry and numbers. And so I was explaining in the clip, but I think it's, you know, shortened for time, that I don't believe Ghostbusters is real. Ghostbusters didn't get the idea of the building and the first Ghostbusters being a spiritual antenna out of the, you know, blue sky. They got that from studying the occult. And so and you know, Zool, the god, and the pyramid god, and, you know, other dimensions. This is what the high level Masons believe. And so I was using that as an analogy. It's like George Lucas, who made THX-1138 that we just played a little clip of behind me here. He said that was kind of his remake, redo college film that he then redid with Robert Duvall as his first big film. And see, I'm going to burn all our time answering this question, but it's complex. That was a remake of Brave New World, Aldous Huxley, 1933. Well, Huxley gave speeches at Berkeley and said, my brother was involved in eugenics. This is their real plan, to chip everybody and control everybody. And his brother ran the United Nations UNESCO board. So, see, they're putting what they're really doing out. And then George Lucas with Revenge of the Sith, I said, this is the political statement about government-sponsored terror and George Bush and 9/11. Lucas basically came out and said, yes, this is how they stage events. This is how they're setting up a worldwide dictatorship, and said this is a political message. And he said that about the first Star Wars. And there was even some cut scenes about, you know, slaving for the greater good of the empire, and the general public not getting involved, staying on the farm, not going out and taking up their destiny to fight tyranny. So it's not just me, you know, saying that. That's actually what the filmmakers themselves were saying.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's one of the most, you know, powerful, you know, potential usages of fiction, you know, that you can discuss, you know, real things or potential realities that I think people see coming in the future. And I don't know. I always enjoyed like your references to those movies and how they were kind of part of.
Well, the main reason I do it in summation is people have heard of Ghostbusters. They've seen Matrix. They've got that idea of there's another reality. Okay. And that so much of what we've been told or taught is disinformation. And so I use those as kind of a way, as a cliche, just like you guys use the term conspiracy theorist, just so you can communicate.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was actually one of my favorite parts of shooting with you was, a lot of the armchair philosophizing that we did. I remember at one point, I think one of my favorite quotes was, we're a combination of crazy killer apes and,
deranged
peacocks, which I thought was kind of amazing. So like, but it was fun from a documentary point of view being around you because, you do kind of look at the world in this meta way. For some reason, your mind is set up in a way that you do kind of remove yourself from a lot of the generally accepted realities that are around us, and you then for that reason have a different perspective on the world. And it was really interesting to be around that. And I think that, you know, whether people, you know, they watch this movie, they agree with everything you say or not, I think the most important thing is that you're a voice out here that is questioning, you know, and that old kind of like corny bumper sticker, question authority, you know, Jack McLam still wears that on his cop's uniform. I mean, I think it's a very important thing in a democracy for voices mm-hmm. to be out there asking questions. And you don't have to agree with everything that you say, but at least it provokes research, it provokes people thinking about what they're being fed. And so, you know, what I hope is that, at least to some extent, that comes through in the film, and that there's that you know, your voice in society.
Final segment. You got it right.
Okay. Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gym. Premium omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem golden flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away, and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I'll say this. They are great filmmakers, and their film, The New World Order, comes out here in just a few weeks. And I can't wait till it's out on DVD as well. New World Order, See Think Film, New World Order, themovie.com, Luke Meyer and Andrew Neal. Gentlemen, in the 5-7 minutes we've got left here, again, I just want to thank you for making the film, taking the risk, making the film. And again, tell folks when it's going to be premiering on the Independent Film Channel.
It's going to be on VOD, on IFC VOD in mid to late April, and then it will be premiering in May on the regular channel. And they should put a good bit of publicity into it. It should be a good run.
Mm-hmm. Are you kidding? I did five interviews with them in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, no, I think IFC is really excited about the movie. They're really behind it, and I think it will be a good rollout, you know? I think it's cool. I mean, you know, it might be a good question for you. Like, do you think this is the first time that something like this about the topic has come out in the mainstream media?
I think this perspective, I mean, usually it's some stuff suit lying, saying they're my friend when I know that they do, it's a hit piece specialist. Like the guy from History Channel did the hit piece and, you know, betrayed Michael Jackson or whatever, and I'm no fan of him. So fine. But I said, look, I know it's a hit piece, and it was a hit piece. Just don't insult me. And so I'd never seen one that wasn't a hit piece. And so this is a first. I mean, I really, you know, want to commend you guys. But I also.
Were you pretty sure that when we were doing it that we were gonna do that? I remember we had a lot of discussions, and I felt bad during the whole thing because I felt like I couldn't convince you that we were, you know, gonna try to be fair and to show what we thought was fair. You know?
Well, I thought that you guys would rationalize yourselves and kind of put us in a bad light. And you know, let's say you did it 1 degree. I thought it would be, you know, 10 or 15 degrees of that. You know, a lot more of that. I mean, there was a little bit of what I suspected, but in a way, that's who we are. I mean, we're goofy. We do, you know, funny things. And, but no, I mean, I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, I liked you guys because we spent a lot of time together off and on here in Austin and in Dallas and in Virginia. So I wanted to believe you were telling the truth. I just couldn't let myself be suckered in case. But I mean, I certainly let my guard down because I'm around camera so much, I can't put a guard on.
Yeah.
But instead of talking about myself, we got about 5-6 minutes. Gentlemen, closing comments about the film New World Order. First, Luke Meyer, and then Mr. Neal.
Closing comments. I hope a lot of people get a chance to see this film because I do think that it opens up a discussion about what is generally a pretty closed topic, just the way the thing was in the Nerve.com article where, you know, people walk into something with an opinion and they just stick to it. I think this film allows people to kind of see things on a deeper level, to see the quote-unquote conspiracy, you know, subculture, I don't know what you want to call it, but...
people that question the official fiction.
Yeah. I mean, so often it feels to me like the world breaks down into two camps. There's people that are screaming on one side about, you know, this is what's happening, this is how it's going to be. There's people on the other side screaming, they're kooks, they're wackos. What I hope is, at least to some extent, this film will bridge that gap a little bit. People from both sides, either be it, you know, people who are, you know, into the conspiracy genre, or maybe you could call it just alternative political views, will watch this, and then people from the other side, you know, either be it, you know, kind of mainline Democrats, Republicans, and all of those peoples with their ideologies,
yeah,
will watch it, and hopefully it will bridge that gap a little bit, you know, and you comment on the goofiness a little bit. In a way, I hope that too makes it a bit more accessible to some people who may generally just not watch it at all. In a way, like, humor sometimes can draw people in. It can get people connected to human beings.
Tommy Pilato, who I respect, said that he thought it was positive and humanizes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want you to comment on this in closing. There are really four camps. This is an oversimplification. Two camps on the conspiracy side, as people would call it, and two camps on the establishment side. On the bad guy side, you have the status quo people that when it came out that hospitals in Austin were stealing people's corneas after they died and organs, they said it was a conspiracy theory to the nurses, and then it came out and folks got convicted. Or when you say a vaccine's killing people, they call it a conspiracy theory. Oh, you know, so it's kind of a denial. I mean, they said that the mafia didn't exist. J. Edgar Hoover, because he was being blackmailed, said it's a conspiracy theory and La Cosa Nostra doesn't exist. And then he looked like a fool afterwards. So you have those that are just covering up. Then you have those who are just kind of mainstream, want to think everything is okay, want to think the world is working fine. So that's on the side in denial. Then on our side, the conspiracy side, you've got real researchers, people that understand human history, that are putting out real information, may not present it perfectly, you know, whatever. You've got folks that really care and are telling the truth and are doing something very historical and important and are the real revolutionaries. Then you've got kooks that talk only about flying saucers, chupacabras, things that are shocking. They call themselves conspiracy theorists. They're really just fiction writers claiming they're fiction. is real. And so those are the four camps.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, it's funny. That's a really interesting. I kind of wish I'd gotten that on camera during the doc. That's a very clear way of explaining all these conflicting ideologies. You know, we ran into a lot of reptile talk. We ran into a lot of alien talk.
Yeah, you were nice not to put that in.
I think you
put one brain chip comment in.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I think there are a lot of people in the world that are worried about chipping, and we heard a lot of talk about it amongst many people we spoke to. But like, by and large, I think we avoided that stuff and tried to stay with the sociopolitical.
No, I know you could have made us look a lot crazier because there's a bunch of crazies. But I mean, you're going to have crazies that question reality.
Yeah.
And see, the media can always point at them.
Well, yeah, and I think often people that, you know, if you tend to have the intelligence or the inclination to look outside the mainline view, you know, there can be collateral damage there, which means that you may come to the wrong conclusion when you leave the mainline reality. But what's important to me is that, you know, people do try to leave that mainline reality, do try to question what they're fed, and listen to dissenting voices. I think it's an important part of a democracy. So I hope that it continues forward. I just wish you luck down here with the show, and hopefully we'll see you in New York again soon. Yeah,
absolutely. I want to thank Luke Meyer and Andrew Neil for being in studio with us. They're with C Think. The film is The New World Order, and I want to, in late May, a few weeks after this comes out, I want to get the reviews then. I want to have you on the phone, both of you, and perhaps we can get Davis on as well to spend a whole hour. What?
That's fine.
I don't think Davis is one for the cameras or the press, but we'll ask him and see what he says.
Well, it's not like he's Cousin It or something.
No. He's camera shot.
He's too busy chasing the ladies. Everywhere I go,
no,
this guy is like,
that.
Hey, baby, how you doing? Hey, anyways, literally, it's like out of control. No, he's a nice fellow. Well, again, ladies and gentlemen, the website is newworldorderthemovie.com, and I believe the cab is here. I've just 30-second final word.
Go watch the movie. Make up your own mind, and hopefully the good discussion out there in the blogosphere and in the papers and in the media will be stimulated by this thing. So,
Luke, yeah,
I just want to thank you because I don't think we ever did thank you for your involvement in the film.
Yeah, I know you were.
You gave us a lot of time and a lot of access to your life.
Oh, thank you. No, I mean, even if it was a hit piece, which it isn't. People then really find out who we really are, so it actually only helps the movement, and that's what don't want to tell the establishment, hit pieces actually help us. I don't know what this fair piece is going to do, but I think overall it's going to be positive.
Good.
So thank you, gentlemen. I want to thank you for including me.
Yeah, thanks, Alex.
Thanks. Good to be here.
All right, cool. So are we off?
Yeah, well, I'm still on air, but the cab is out there if you want to catch it,
okay.
or you can stay 2 more minutes till the break.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll leave now. Listen, we'll see hopefully for dinner, yeah?
Yeah, sure, guys.
Okay,
I'll see you at, 8 o'clock or 8:30?
8 o'clock.
Okay.
All right, gentlemen, take care. Hey, Davis.
Hey, listen, I wanted to be known that I didn't call you Pumpkinhead on air.
All right, good. That's funny. Yeah, I think you put the special Pumpkinhead lens on. I mean, hell, I'm a little husky, but my God, gentlemen. No, the joke was Davis. I kept calling them all Davis. See you guys. Take care. All right, good having those filmmakers here. By the way, Burmese just ran in here and told me that basically, Opie and Andy, which is a huge radio show, Bubba the Love Sponge, Howard Stern, all these kind of pop sensation radio shows are talking about the Obama deception. And there are, no exaggeration, I spent about an hour last night trying to track a bunch of them just on YouTube. There are over 100 versions of the Obama deception free on YouTube, and almost every one of them looks like unmitigated trash. Because everybody raced Wednesday night when I released it early to grab it as fast as they could in the lowest quality. So they grabbed the lowest quality one. Then they uploaded it in the lowest quality to race to get it up. And those are the ones with, I mean, one version has like a million views between the 12 parts. A million views. And it looks like absolute hammered crud. But the version that changed the channel, that's the name of, he's got a director's account, and he always uploads our films, and so we're linking to him. It's up at about 100,000 right now, just since we linked to it yesterday from 10,000, and it looks like it's about to be the top link, and it's the whole film in one place. So please, it's going mega viral. I've never had a film go this viral this fast. I mean, I feel like I'm riding a rocket here. I feel like I just strapped myself to a missile, and we can feel destiny here. This film is hitting big time and waking a lot of Obama supporters up and waking a lot of conservatives up, because they watch the Obama deception and they find out that it's not a left-right thing, that both parties are controlled, that the bankers are engineering the collapse with all their own documents and quotes. And then they understand Obama's just a sad puppet, a sad front man, a sad minion. And it's just causing huge awakenings right now. So I'm very excited. But I want to also beg listeners and viewers out there, if the Obama deception touched you and you want it to touch others, get the high-quality DVD. Order the hard copy, super high-quality, at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. You can get it as low as $8 when you buy them in bulk, or $19.95 for a single copy. InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Burn high-quality DivX copies, QuickTime copies, you name it, to disk. Very easy to do at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a membership there and get the live TV show with Simulcast and Burmese, 9 to midnight, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com, or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place
your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Oh yeah, it's the tip of the spear, the front lines of the info war as we wage war on corruption and crash the lies and disinformation. Here is the Obama Deception DVD. I hadn't thought to show folks these. Live at PrisonPlanet.tv. But it is out, ladies and gentlemen. It is now available. We are back live. The good old Ace of Spades. Okay, folks, we're going to start taking your calls in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. But have your question and comment ready, because I'm going to make each caller keep it to a minute, myself to a minute answer, so we have time to get to a lot of people before a guest on the deadly nature of vaccines and all the new developments there joins us coming up the last hour and a half of the show. Got a lot of news to cover as well. 1-800-259-9231. I was just talking to Jaron Neihardt, who's one of the directors for the PrisonPlanet.tv show when I'm live during the day, when Burmese is live for all 3 hours, 9 to midnight, at InfoWars.com and the GCN Radio Network. And he said this is perfect for his family, who are Obama supporters, because they knew Bush was a tyrant. Because the film starts with showing all the horrible things Bush did, showing him making jokes about no WMDs here, no weapons there, and we cut to images of dead Iraqi children and men and women. And then we explain that the very same groups that run Bush now run Obama. And then we go into all of his lies. And then we cover what his real agenda is and the globalist public master plan to bankrupt the planet and bring in a world government where everybody has an ID card that's globally set but administered by their nation, where all you're buying and selling is tracked by that in the name of a fair tax, which they're going to track all your purchases with in the name of stopping the income tax. They're masters at that. Make you revolt against one of their earlier programs and then drive you right into the new program of total control. This is the film to shatter the left-right paradigm. This is the film that's got the momentum. This is the film that can have an even bigger effect, you know, than even Loose Change did, exposing 9/11 as an inside job, and all of my films and the other great films people made exposing it. The Obama deception. And I'm telling you, no rest for us here. I'm going to put it out at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to make it in the next 3 weeks, but by the end of next month, or within about 25 days from now, we're going to launch, I think I'm going to call it the Obama Deception Update. The Obama Deception Update. And it's probably going to be about an hour and a half long, where we go into more detail about Zbigniew Brzezinski, and about the Israeli connection and the Israeli lobbyist and who Rahm Emanuel is and all of that, and the encircling of Russia and the Bali bombings and mass shootings and more of Obama's agenda. And I'm also going to sit down and do some shoots here next week with all the latest stuff that Obama's doing. And also, we didn't get a lot into how everybody's basically a mafia don or corrupt, or how many people he couldn't appoint because they were getting payoffs or weren't paying their taxes. We're going to spend some time on that as well, and how one of Obama's people just got raided by the FBI, one of the people in his administration. I mean, it is getting crazy. And so we're going to put that out at PrisonPlanet.tv. I mean, we've got hours and hours of Tarpley, riveting informative stuff, you know, hours of Jesse Ventura, hours and hours of George Humphrey, more of KRS-One, more of Professor Greff, more of Gerald Celente, and then more of myself. But I'm going to shoot some new stuff, because some of this stuff was shot a month and a half ago. Oh, it's old already. I mean, that's how quick this film, people are seeing this film, and it's like they say they're watching the news. A lot of people are also trying to nitpick it on YouTube and on the pages on InfoWars and Prison Planet, saying, oh, Alex says 5,000 troops have died in the war. It's only 4,200 and something. Number one, That 4,000 number is in Iraq. They're not even counting the thousands of dead contractors, and they don't count it. If you die once you get out to Ramstein in Germany, or once you get to England, or once you get back to the U.S., they don't count that as a combat casualty. And I know about a year ago it was in the newspapers that really more than 15,000 troops have died from injuries from the war. So I had to make a decision making the film. I said, well, I know it's way more than 5,000. And I know that more are dying every day. And I know the official number is, the latest numbers are almost 5,000. I said, I'll just say more than 5,000. Because I'm lying to say less than 5,000. And I know it's more like, if it was a year ago, 15,000. It's a lot higher than that now. So see, this is how people just try to nitpick and try to invent things that aren't in this film. Or they show a clip of the banker bailout. You know, we show a clip and people say, oh, well, that was Bush's bailout. Yeah, but Obama's people helped engineer it and helped honcho it. That's the whole point. We're showing they were all in it together. So there's lots of nitpicking watching the intro of the film instead of watching the film itself that proves everything that's in the intro. The intro is just a shadow of what comes in the film. So if you're going to criticize it, watch the whole thing.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Our government has handed over billions with no strings attached and no accountability to the very bankers who created this whole mess we're in. Millions have lost their jobs to corporate corruption and mismanagement. Trillions in savings, net worth, and retirement accounts have been lost by investors and homeowners. When you really look at all the theft, crimes, secret organizations, and pervasive corruption going on, it's enough to make you think of your second favorite F word, food. Food, the F word that we had all better be thinking about. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633. By the way, I assume that your first favorite F word is faith. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
You guys are doing a great job out there spreading the Obama deception on the BitTorrents everywhere else. It is exploding right now. This explosion after explosion as it gets bigger and bigger. Get it as it was meant to be seen, the DVD at InfoWars.com. Okay, I want to go to your phone calls, and then I'm going to get more into Netanyahu envisions major war in coming months. The global warming fearmongers that want a global tax say scientists say warming could put population to 1 billion, could kill 5-plus billion people. That's the New York Times. Anger over firm depletes Obama's political capital, how his approval numbers are plunging because people know he's really, the people controlling him are behind the banker bailouts. So we'll be going over all of that. Senator suggests AIG execs should kill themselves. Right now, let's go to Brian in Quebec. Brian, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I'd like to start by throwing a brick to the city of Montreal, which was rather disgusting this weekend. The media started by demonizing an anti-police demonstration by warning people that it was going to be violent ahead of time. So when we had 10,000 people show up for an anti-Palestine invasion thing, that was good. But we only had about 200 show up for the police demonstration in the town where this is probably a worse disease than any other disease possible. And they beat the heck out of the 200 people and criminalized all of them, calling them nuts.
Well, if I wanted to demonize the police, I could. Every day there's piles of it where there's a new case where the college kid, they just come to his window at night, shine a light in his face. He put his hand over his eyes, and so they shot him in the chest, and he's fighting for his life. And, you know, it's their phony drug war. The, you know, the real narcotics are shipped in by the government, and they wage this war against the potheads. And it's just disgusting that this type of stuff is going on, and it's only going to get worse. But remember, police, the bankers you work for are completely destroying the country right now and your future as well.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to that, to all those people that are laughing at us, doubting us, trying to bring us in with white supremacists and any other thing they can use to justify feeling good about themselves. You people might want to get it straight. When they're finished coming after all of us, whether we're good or bad, you're next. You got that?
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call. Send me some info on what just happened up in Canada. I saw a blurb on that. For those that don't know, last week we were sent by two different state police officers. We're going to get one of them on the show, or perhaps both of them. Internal, federally written guidelines. We've gotten a lot of these similar ones in the past, but it said Ron Paul supporters are basically cop-killing terrorists. Libertarians are cop-killing terrorists. If you believe in the North American Union, you're a cop-killing terrorist. They called for gun control, registering basically bullets, and it was just unbelievably evil. And then it would mix gun owners in next to white supremacists, all guilt by association. Yeah, it's just amazing. But doesn't tell the police what the biggest per capita danger to them is illegal aliens. And it's not that Mexicans from Mexico are criminals. It's that those that come here, many of them are criminals, and many of them are fleeing the police. And so these are hardcore gangbangers and drug dealers, and they're coming here, and they have all these fake IDs, and they can kill, all these examples of serial killers, the railway strangler and all them. He'd been caught, 12 times by police but let go under different names. I mean, if you want to know what's actually killing cops, you should get an intelligence report about the foreigners. And it's not just Mexicans. It's Chinese. It's Russians. It's Eastern Europeans. It's Filipinos. Europeans. It's Arabs. Because they could just total lawlessness, statistically. And I saw a report the other day in the paper, finally, about how they've quit doing TB testing on school teachers and on doctors and nurses and others. And TB is just the drug resistant type is spreading all over the country. I mean, tens of thousands of deaths a year. And all these other leprosy is back in mass, tens of thousands of cases a year when before there were no cases. And it's because we're becoming a third world country. I mean, at Ellis Island, if you got off the boat from Germany or Italy or Japan or China 100 years ago, they tested you for TB. They don't do it now. And then you talk about it, they say, oh, you're anti-immigrant. Okay, when you get TB, they say one person with TB in a business or classroom setting will give 30-plus people TB in a year. In fact, there's undiagnosed TB just everywhere, and so they just don't do the test of teachers anymore. They just don't do the test of students anymore. It's just running rampant. I mean, you couldn't pay me $1 million to be a jail guard and to work in those facilities where a TB is just everywhere. I mean, it is just incredible. These are the real threats. But meanwhile, oh, no, there's these people that talk about the Constitution, and they're secretly Al-Qaeda, and they want to kill cops. I mean, come on. And the cops seem to believe it. I mean, they're shooting people every day at stops at checkpoints and pullovers and at people's front doors looking for pot, and you shine a light in their eyes, they go like that. Oh, shouldn't have lift your hand. That was threatening. Yeah, I mean, it's getting bad, folks. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Mass. Mike, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I'm a private detective for 15 years. Part of my job is to check in with local state police authorities when I follow a subject into their area. And I just got to say that I'm blown away at the Nazis these police have become. I got pulled over last week 3 different times, and I was told very bluntly that I was burying myself for exercising my constitutional rights. And it's just gotten out of control. I mean, these cops make up things. I had the chief of police tell me in a small town in Massachusetts the other day that that's not the law and it's not a bylaw that you check in, but it is here. We're just going to make it up.
Well, you know, more than that, the sheriff is the only person that can tell you to do that. And if you're not violating the Constitution, bounty hunters, private investigators, that is explicitly guarded in the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and has been a profession that has been very important. But they can't stand citizens having that authority. That's why they can't stand citizens owning guns. And I see articles every week in Massachusetts, especially, but also in Connecticut and places where legal people are going to the shooting range now, and cops will take them to jail for having firearms going to the shooting range. So they're really coming after the Second Amendment right now.
At our gun club last week, it's funny that you brought that up, a trooper pulled into the parking lot, and one of our board of directors walked over and asked him if he was a member, and if he wasn't a member, to kindly please leave. it's just one of these.
Well, that's what they do. They wait. They wait till you leave the gun club, and they arrest you. I mean, it's like Texas. You put a rifle in your back of your truck to try to go. I mean, totally legal. The SWAT teams, helicopters, flip. Oh my God, a slave's got a gun. I mean, they are killing our culture. They are teaching the police that red, white, and blue is evil.
I'm licensed in 15 states as a private detective, and I'm licensed in 32 states to carry a concealed firearm. Some of the states are G-licensed, which I can carry in complete full view. And, I mean, you would think that I know a little bit about the law, but when these cops pull me over, I'm, oh, and by the way, Alex, I do have a pocket constitution. So that was got me in a little bit of trouble last week.
Did they burst into flame when they saw it, like a vampire that sees a cross? I mean, what happened when they saw it?
They pulled me out of my car. They pulled me out of the car. They brought me to the back. 3 other cops came. A lieutenant came. They had me at gunpoint. They went to go search my vehicle. I told them they had no PC to search my vehicle because I have confidential client files in there, and you're not allowed to go in there. Every time I kept correcting them on their procedure, it got worse for me. And basically, I've got to go to court next week, and they threatened to pull one of my licenses and good luck on renewing my gun permit for the state.
Yeah, because it turns a right into a privilege. That's why they get licensing. Then they say a license is an authorization to do something that would be illegal otherwise. Now, what happened when they found the evil constitution that they swore an oath to?
That's when the lieutenant said, you know, you're burying yourself because of this. And I said, well, what do you mean, sir? And he said, well, by exercising your rights and by carrying this, this is not good for your case.
Oh.
And I said, well, why don't we just let my attorney discuss that with the town manager and whatnot. And, you know, basically they took me in on that. And, oh, this is the best part, too. He said that I couldn't work in their town anymore that day.
Because he's gone.
So what do they
take you in for?
Well, they took me in for, they got an anonymous tip. What happened is I rolled up on a surveillance, and usually, you know, people get nervous when they see a strange car in their neighborhood. This fellow pulled up, and he said, what are you doing here? And I knew he was a cop. He was off duty, but you could just tell. He had those beady little eyes like he had no problem, put a bullet in my head. So I said, listen, I know you're a state cop or you're a regular town cop. I'll give you the common courtesy of letting you know what I'm doing here, even though it's not a law. And he says, yes, it is a law. And I said, sir, no, it's not. I can call and log in with dispatcher, but I don't have to go into the police department. He said, yes, you do. You got 3 minutes to do it, or I'm going to come down and send the cavalry. I said, no problem. I have my laptop computer right here with the town's website up to call them when this guy was giving me this grief. So anyway, I called right after he left, but sure enough, he called because he used to work on that police department, and he indicated to them that I was acting weird and looking at little kids. So even though I had logged in with the police department 5 minutes before, they decided to send the cavalry out to arrest me.
For acting
strange and looking at kids.
Well, no, this is the new thing in England. They walk up and put you in terror databases, and this is mainstream news, all adults. If you're walking your dog at a park where children are, they go ahead and put you in a child molester file. Meanwhile, the government's running most of the real child molestation. But so specifically, they said, things are going to go bad for you now with this evil pocket constitution. Did you say to him, but didn't you swear an oath to that officer? I mean, isn't this what America's all about? Or I guess they've been given all the federal training that, no, it's evil.
Well, you know, I kind of choose my battles, and when I think that I can reason, you know, just while I was waiting to talk to you, an individual here in New Hampshire where I'm working today, a cop pulled up, and just nice as can be. You know, here I am waiting on old to trash the police, and it's not all of them. It really isn't.
But they're not punishing the thugs, and the thugs are in command more and more, and so this is coming from the top down.
And they're ignorant. They really just don't know what they're doing.
Most of them were just in Iraq, where they can grease a whole family and not get in trouble. So there's also that power trip.
Well, that's what this state cop was at when he called up. I mean, get this one, Alex. He called the police and said that I was looking at little kids and acting squirrely. And then he went to go say, and when I told him to call you guys, so at that point he was admitting that he knew I was a PI and we had conversation. And this is the best part. It's all been recorded because I record everything. So what I want to tell all your listeners out there is carry a little pocket voice recorder because when it comes down to a he said, she said game, the one with the video recorder wins.
Well, I mean, if I was you, it's very inexpensive now to have a DVR hidden in the dash and a couple of very small cameras. We do that around here. It's all on video. Some of us even have dummy VHSs under the seat, so they think they found the tape and take that, and you've got them. You have got them. You have got them. And all you do is... Go ahead.
I had a windshield dash camera that they took, and they broke on me. Using that, and they said that it wasn't right for me to videotape while I was driving.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that, just like they have a dash cam on theirs. Well, good to hear from you, sir. I'm sorry you got caught with the Constitution. That's very evil, and I'm sure you'll apologize for that and go say some prayers tonight, so God will forgive you. Thanks for the call. Another call with another horrid story. Let's talk to Sean in Alabama. You're on the air, Sean.
Hey, good morning, Alex.
Hi.
I'm sure all the listeners have been hearing this feigned furor from Congress about these contractually obligated bonuses that AIG has been paying out. I came across a story on FoxBusiness.com, and it turns out that Senator Chris Dodd slipped an amendment into the stimulus bill specifically providing an exception for contractually obligated bonuses.
No, let me stop you. Have you seen the Obama deception yet, sir?
Actually, I watched it a couple days ago, and after watching it, I ordered the DVD.
Good. Well, let me just, for those that haven't seen it and don't know, we have the news clips, we have the bill, we have the executive order. When Obama says a month ago, and it's in the film, when he said that he was going to stop bonuses to bail out companies that take bailout money, the executive order says from this time forward with any further bailouts, and that then that has the loopholes you mentioned, they mirrored that in Congress, and that no one can review it or look at it. And that it's on the honor system. And so all the big companies are exempted. That is in the Obama deception. So when Obama got up and said, you're not allowed to sit here and take this money when you're a failure. You know, we honor success in this country, but you've taken this money. You can't have it for bonuses. We're talking about trillions that have gone to the shareholders of these companies and the private banks. Okay. And so what are they talking about in the news? Obama's talking about going after 165 million out of close to 200 billion they've given to AIG. So see, this is the trick. They know the public doesn't connect 165 million to 200 billion with one company. Just like Rick Perry knows that Texans don't connect 10 billion in stimulus money with him turning back 555 million. It's a stunt. It is nothing but a stunt. Rick Perry took the federal money that was really taxpayer money, and then Rick Perry did a stunt. And so Obama, you watch, is going to make them, they're making a big deal out of this and getting a big furor right now, so Obama can take that money back. Now, they've already given them bonuses just 3 months ago, and then later they'll give them more. And so there's going to be a big fight, and then Obama's going to shake his finger and take the 165 mil. Wouldn't you like to have the 9.7 trill Wouldn't you like to know where that went with the Federal Reserve before Congress, and they tell Senator Sanders and others, we're not going to tell you. In fact, pull that up, Senator Sanders, Bernanke. We're not going to tell you where the money is. Wouldn't you want to know where the $9.7 trill is, or are we going to let them bait and switch us with $165 mil? You understand how the scam works?
Well, exactly. I understand it. They're going about bankrupting the country and in the process making people so desperate that they're going to get to the point where they're willing to throw away our constitutional
yes.
republic and replace it with socialism.
Yes.
But to put the final kicker to show that these criminals in our government are colluding with the criminals on Wall Street, speaking of AIG, it turns out that the two largest recipients of campaign donations from AIG were Chris Dodd and Barack Obama.
No. Barack Obama, on average, got four times the money John McCain did from Wall Street. We're not saying vote for John McCain. The issue is they're both bought and paid for. And here's the analogy. The bankers come in and machine gun 1,000 kids, but then they save one and give him a cup of orange juice and say, we love you. And the media goes, oh, look, they're helping the children, while there's 999 bloody dead ones. See how they do that?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like I said, that this thing is such a scam. They're up there stealing money from us and giving it to their fellow criminals, and then coming out and feigning this shock and outrage at how their fellow criminals
Look. George Bush was guilty of letting the banker bailout happen, and the people involved with him, Paulson and others, were from Goldman Sachs and deeply involved. But you got to tell the truth. Even more involved were the Clinton-era people. They actually engineered what's happening now. They're the very ones in power shaking their finger at themselves, saying, we're going to set up a bank of the world with unlimited power in the name of saving us. So they destroy the economy and then take everything over in the name of saving us. I mean, how rich is that?
It's like I keep trying to wake people up, and I'm trying to tell them that, look, this is not about left and right, Democrat and Republican. This is about the government versus the people. It's about freedom versus tyranny. And if people don't wake up, this country is going to be gone before they know it.
Absolutely. You are absolutely right. More calls straight ahead from Brian, Tony, and others. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. We'll talk about the bailout when we get back.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why.
This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Yeah, I mean, we're so deep into this new world order. The IMF announced it's going to issue its own global currency. I knew this yesterday, and I haven't even covered it. See, that's how I get conditioned to all this. I know I'm telling the truth. I know their plan. I've known it for 14 years. And so when they are finally doing it, I'm like, here they are admitting it. I don't even cover it. It's a blind spot I've got because, to me, I mean, I've known this forever. And you can show it to the public and say, look, this is world government, that, you know, World Bank, world currency, world army, world courts. And they just say, shut up, doesn't exist. State police are told Constitution's bad, America's bad, freedom's bad, New World Order doesn't exist. It's just amazing. Hey, guys. Oh, all my kids are out there. I love you. Bye. Hey, give my wife one of these. I haven't given her the official DVD yet. Thank you. Yeah, here it is. IMF imposing to print billions of dollars in global quantitative easing. The International Monetary Fund is poised to embark on its own, what analysts have depicted as global quantitative easing, by printing billions of dollars worth of global supercurrency in an unprecedented effort to address the economic crisis. And I want to talk about this before we go back to calls, because this is huge news. You see, they had Bretton Woods 2 meeting 3 months ago. By the way, that's in the Obama deception. And all the world bankers met. And then they said, we're not telling you what happened. And the media keeps asking Geithner and the Exchequer in England and all the, you know, heads of this, all the Treasury secretaries around the world, what's the plan? And they say, we're not going to tell you. And they go, but what's the plan? And they go, we're not going to tell you. But they do tell you. It's a global currency with a global bank. I covered it earlier. You know, Time Magazine, the answer is a world bank you pay carbon taxes to and a world sales tax. Satellite tracker boxes in your car taxing you on and on and on. So, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take calls. Excuse me. I'm going to take calls. And then we'll get into that because it's just so incredibly important. It's all happening. They said what they were going to do. They're doing it. The time for denial is over. World Bank, World Army, World Currency, World Courts. Our police being told we're terrorists if we're against it. I mean, this is treason. This is corporate takeover. So, of course, the criminals hijacking are lying to the Praetorian Guard, lying to the enforcers, and saying, you're with us, the government. You know, the people are what's bad if they say any of this exists. And I'm reading the London Telegraph here. I mean, go back to my films 10 years ago. Go back to my radio show 14 years ago. TV show 14 years ago. We were covering all of this, exactly how it was going to happen, because the globalists put it in white papers. So that's coming up. Before we end this hour, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made this radio show possible. And, of course, one of them is pmemory.net. You spend all this time listening to the show every day, but how much of the information can you actually recall? Test yourself right now and try to recall the show aired 1 week ago. Can you? How about 2 weeks ago? And if you can't recall it, then what's the point? School of Phenomenal Memory, P Memory, just the letter pmemory.net. Proven results from just one lesson guaranteed. No gimmicks or magic pills, just pure science and real training that makes sense. Memorize what you read, what you really need, such as daily tasks, new languages, and even entire books. Dramatically improve natural memory, attention, and thinking speed. Go to pmemory.net now and read hundreds of testimonials. Download a free ebook explaining how memory really works and get 10% off by mentioning Alex Jones, School of Phenomenal Memory, pmemory.net. It's not a method. It is a new method, not a classical system there at the end. Okay, also survivalseedbank.com. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, for example, when seeds had the greatest value of any barter item, even silver or gold. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds waged by the global elite who want to control the entire population of the food. Governments are storing seeds at secret seed banks, well, they now admit it. Solutions from Science is now trying to get the seeds out of the globalist hands into the hands of the people. Go to survivalistseedbank.com, survivalseedbank.com. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three. We've been live at PrisonPlanet.tv since 20 minutes into the show today. We'll just continue with a 3-hour, 40-minute simulcast of the 4-hour radio show until the end of the transmission. People begin watching live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Not only do you get the Obama deception, all my other films are super high quality, but the at least 2 hours a day we do here live, simulcasting the radio show with all the documents and video clips, and Jason Burmis, 9 to midnight, with the new show, The Info Warrior, produced out of these studios, out of this chair, over this microphone, 9 to midnight, also simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. I was plugging a sponsor and got cut off by the break. It's survivalseedbank.com. Great folks. Give them a call at 877-327-0365. Here's that number again, 877-327-0365. Okay, I said I want to take a lot of calls. We are taking your calls. I want to get into this announcement of a world currency. It's being done with a whimper, not a bang. And Paul Watson, I was doing another article. We cover this in the Obama deception, and it's just all coming out mainstream news right now. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Brian in California, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello, Alex. It's a pleasure talking to you, and I wanted to thank you for everything that you do.
I want to thank you, sir. I'm just doing my duty.
Okay. I was going over my copy of Morals and Dogma, and I got into the section about the 28th degree Freemason, where they reach the Knight of the Sun or Prince Adept. And something really intrigued me about the number 9. You know, it's a number that is really regarded by them. And they indicate that it's the ancients regarded it as a number with a sort of terror. They considered it bad presage as a symbol of versatility, of change, and the emblem of frailty in human affairs. Well, we have a number 9 that's coming up, a date that's with a number 9 that's of extreme significance, where I feel that it's a possibility they might just put in a false flag event.
Well, remember what happened. It was... you know, 333 on the Madrid bombing and then 77 on the bombings in England of the trains and the bus and then 9/11 and all the symbols. And they are. I mean, it's not us that believe in this. It's
right.
The globalists believe in numerology. They believe in all this esoteric, architecture. They're into it. And but a lot of folks then obsess over every date. They only attack at certain dates. And that tends to be when they think the stars are aligned as well.
Yeah, because I was reading up on the 9, and it says, when multiplied by itself or any other number, gives a result whose final sum is always 9 or always divisible by 9. When you add up 999, which is the date that's coming up, equals 27. 27 being 2 and 7 is 9. Totally Freemasonic. So I just wanted to run that by you and wondered if you had covered that in numerology, because I missed yesterday's show.
No, but that's a great point. I mean, but they thought all hell was going to break loose on 666. Why is that their number? The Egyptians had that as the mathematical calculation of the sun. And so that's why 666 is the number of the beast, the number of the pyramid, the number of the symbol, the number of compartmentalization. And 999 is also 888 is one of their most, you know, high holy numbers. The Asians believe that as well. And you know, a lot of, you know, big South Korean and Japanese and Chinese corporations do things on 888 or are obsessed with that. There's a lot of restaurants called 888. And, you know, a lot, and people call that superstition, but this is how the elites operate. This is what they do. And it's very ancient. And just as a sociologist or as an anthropologist or as a behavioral psychologist, if you know, if you're as a layman studying that and studying the elites themselves, you need to study the enemy. And they certainly believe in all of this and are very, very obsessed with it. So I think that is a very valid point that you have brought up there, Brian.
Well, thank you. Also, you had mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I know you're trying to keep this short. You mentioned, not a couple of weeks, a couple of months ago, you were going to be covering the tax movement of some sort for sovereigns or something.
Yes, I told my producer to set up. Yeah, we got a bunch of guests coming up in early April.
Excellent, excellent. I've been waiting for that, too. That's something that I've been looking into also. But
we're going to have Larry B. Kraft on and Joe Bannister, you name it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Alex, for everything you do.
You bet. And we've asked Bob Schultz to be here in studio with us when he's in town soon. So we'll work on all of that. But when we come back, I'm going to continue with a few more calls, and I'm going to get into this big global government announcement that's happened. It is a very, very big deal, very, very important. New global currency openly being announced. We'll explain what's going on. Stay with us.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I am just going to cover this for about 5-6 minutes with Jason Burmes. Then we're going to go back to your calls, but it's very, very important. This is the big national paper of Dubai and at a banking conference, November 6, 2008. The article is The First Barons of Banking. We'll put that up on screen for folks. And in it, nobleman Baron David de Rothschild, his son's been on the show, calling for global government, basically, the head of the Rothschild Bank. And it, in here, it says he calls for a one-world government regulated by the banks, a new world order. It's all in that article on your screen. Here's one from the London Telegraph. This came out November 10, 2008. Carbon trading must be globally regulated. People ask, well, how do you know, you know, they're calling for a new world bank? How do you know that they're calling to that you'll pay your carbon taxes to them? Because I've seen probably 50 plus articles, no exaggeration, that say the same thing. So that's the London Telegraph there. Here is the London Telegraph. This came out March 16th. Or yesterday, IMF poised to print billions of dollars in global quantitative easing, a new global supercurrency. So they just issue their own currency directly, not just sucking it out of U.S. taxpayers, but they back it with that. So there is that article. And then earlier I was mentioning these articles. And again, these are just some of the big prominent ones. In Making the Obama Deception, you Google the term New World Order. Well, let's do it right now. Guys, go to Google on screen, type in New World Order, and then click News. This is not web. And last time I checked, it was 5,000-something, just articles in the last month. You can go look at the date on it. And it 5,000. Now, here we are right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, New World Order, click News. He's clicking News, and it says Results. Go over there. It'll tell you how many hits. Just a month ago, it was 5,000-something. It says 57,485 articles. 57,485 articles. And, folks, I'm telling you, I have read conservatively 20, 30 a day where I'm like, don't even cover them anymore. I'm so conditioned that it's no big deal. And it's like saying, hey, guys, the sun's coming up. You know, I'm not going to read articles on air about the sun coming up this morning while I'm being attacked in newspapers saying I'm insane. None of it exists. So the newspapers schizophrenically are simultaneously and federal training documents for police are saying pocket constitutions are signs that we want to kill cops. New World Order doesn't exist. We're totally insane. We're dangerous. Ron Paul's baddest supporters. Bob Barr. All libertarians are basically terrorists. Doesn't exist. While exactly what we've said, the old timers 50 years ago, because the globalists were planning it then, now we're here. It's happening. I've been saying it for 14 years because I had the globalist documents. Look at it. Time Magazine. This is in the Obama deception. New World Order. And it says, a global bank of the world that will pay our taxes to, that will control every nation, including the U.S. Financial Times of London, and now for a world government, published by the Bilderberg Group. And I keep going back to this article because they say, we kept it secret for your own good. It is authoritarian, that means non-freedom, tyrannical, and we are setting up a world government for the bankers to save you from global warming and the banking collapse and terrorism. Everything they engineer, everything they foster, everything they create. And then meanwhile, Burmes, let me have that article you've got, please. We've got this. People are the Star Ledger, and it gets into Obama serves conspiracyist, a feast of Bilderbergs. And CBS News carried the Politico's huge. Folks, they called me 3 days last week. I didn't get the message till Friday. Called the guy, missed his call back, talked to him Saturday. He'd already filed the story, but they did quote our websites 4 times in there as sources. And it's the fairest article I've seen so far that at least they admit Bilderberg exists. Usually it doesn't exist. Alex Jones is insane. He's dangerous. Watch out for him. You know, white supremacists talk about this. You know, that they didn't say that. They admitted secret meetings. And we prove he wasn't at the secret meetings they claimed. He was at Bilderberg last year. That's why the film, 15 minutes in, we spend 10 minutes on Bilderberg. Because we're showing he's controlled by the same people that Bush is controlled by. But, Burmes, this is amazing that they really are coming right out in the open now, but they preconditioned the public for decades it didn't exist. So even when it's being admitted, polite folk won't talk about it because that's crazy talk.
Yeah, I mean, you like to focus on that Time Magazine New World Order article? They actually have another one called Obama's New World Order you can pull up. I mean, that's the second New World Order article they did in about 6 months. It's all over the place.
There's been about 30 or 40 I've seen in
Yeah, for the Obama deception to be as huge as that Politico article was huge, Opie and Anthony did an hour on the Obama deception yesterday. It's all over the torrent sites.
Folks, when I tell you that we've been going mega viral for years. Now, I mean, our Alexa ratings on InfoWars are just skyrocketing. Everything's skyrocketing. Everything's going insane. It's everywhere I go in Austin or other cities, I'm just mobbed now. It has gone supernova. I mean, this is an incredible responsibility, Jason.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to thank everybody out there for making the Obama deception go viral before the DVDs even hit the streets. I mean, AOL covered it yesterday, and they did a poll, and thousands of people did the poll, and 70% said they didn't even know what Bilderberg was before they read the article. And then another 70% said, well, is there a problem with this? And 70% said, yeah, there's a problem with this. This sounds suspicious. So who knows how many people you just woke up this week alone, Alex. I mean, great job.
Well, I wish I'd have been interviewed by the Politico. It would have been even better.
Absolutely. But that four-page article.
You know what? Before I forget, my wife made a good point. Call the Politico guy. Apologize. You try to get on for 3 days. Say, isn't this a follow-up needed here? Because this thing has gone so viral, even for Politico. Call him up and tell him I apologize. If he wants to do another interview anytime, give me a call. But I mean, it feels good, but also it's kind of scary. And every time I've had this tingly feeling in other areas of our fight here, I mean, it's crazy, Burmese, to have kind of the eye of Sauron looking right at us. Yeah.
It is a little nuts, but you kind of get past it. I mean, it's always a good feeling to make a difference and infiltrate into the mainstream media. I mean,
you did that with Dylan and Corey with Loose Change.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little scary at first, but again, Alex, to be at the tip of the spear, the first person to come out with a truly critical piece on the Obama administration, not this false, you know, left or right attacks, not playing, you know, Rush Limbaugh.
No, just that he's a puppet. Here's the men behind the curtain. Here's his real agenda. He's a liar.
Exactly. And it's funny because the comedian that brought this to Opie and Anthony, he's a big fat African-American guy. You know, I mean, you're really, I think it was a great play to put Professor Griff and KRS-One in the film. And I think it's reaching all audiences.
That magically happened. I mean, God's grace, Providence. We were contacted by KRS-One's manager.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming to town. He'd like to meet you. He'd like to be in studio. Then he got here late and couldn't be, but invited me down. That happened right at the time where we needed that. Out of the clear blue sky, because we weren't trying to go out and, you know, get the token black guys. They wanted to speak out.
No, against, it speaks to the youth,
no,
too.
No, but it just happened.
Yeah.
And then Professor Griff's friend said, Professor Griff likes what you're doing. He'd like to come on. He is soon. He's been really busy, but we want to send you this footage. I mean, that just literally fell in our lap.
Mm-hmm. And even having Rogan in it, you know, and then Salente, Tarpley, Jesse Ventura, Willie Nelson. This thing is really going to go mega viral. I don't think we're really going to see the effects of it for another, like, 3 to 5 weeks. But, you know, thank God it needs to be out there. It's really challenging the administration.
Are you kidding? It's already gone mega
viral. Well, I mean mega, mega viral. I mean, when you're booked on 5 radio shows a day, I mean, I can see it going that. When AOL
well,
covers
already
it.
Pretty much doing that. So.
Well, but just on the Obama deception. You know, a lot of people still aren't aware of our work for some reason, Alex. They still haven't seen these movies. They don't know what's up. And this is a great tool, especially because there's a lot of hype around Obama. People want to check out what the skeletons are in
his
closet.
No, that's it. It's incendiary because of all this. I mean, you go to the bookstore and it's like an Obama cult. There's posters, books on every aisle. The children's section is like half Obama. And there's nothing countering him. Or it's stuff that can't be proven or is from a right-wing perspective.
Yeah, we go over to the local shop to get that kombucha drink we get all the time, and in the background there's a big poster of Gandhi, and right next to that big poster of Gandhi is a big poster of Obama. So I mean
Gandhi led a true revolution against tyranny. Gandhi was assassinated. Gandhi went up against the greatest empire in the world at the time. He is not Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi was against the establishment.
Yeah, he's absolutely
that
not
is
Mahatma
not
Gandhi.
Barack Obama. Where? Barack Obama is not Mahatma Gandhi or Martin Luther King. I'm sorry.
Where is his civil disobedience? Where has he ever taken part in civil disobedience in his lifetime, Alex? I think that's a pretty big staple.
Yeah, when has he been arrested? I've been arrested probably 10 times. You've been arrested, or have you been arrested protesting?
No, I've never gotten arrested protesting.
So you haven't got your wings yet, huh?
Well, I guess not. I've always been able to talk my way out of it. I've gotten the threats of the little tie bands a couple times, and I'm like, really, you're going to put tie bands on me? Really? Is that what's going to happen here? Is that where it's going? What have I done to deserve tie bands? I try to make them feel guilty, Jones.
Oh, Burmy.
Well, they tried to get me once also at the Tribeca premiere of that United 93, and I had to sit there with this cop for like 45 minutes, and he was actually aware of the 93 bombings and Ahmad Salam, and I think it was Peter Lance's book, Triple Cross. So he was kind of on the fence on whether I should be there or not. And He was like, well, you got to go to this free speech zone. I'm like, it's a little cage. You're going to make me stand there. I don't even have a sign. You know, I'm handing people DVDs and whatnot. And basically, I just reached out to him. We talked for like 45 minutes. He let me hand out my DVDs, and that was that.
No, you're very persuasive. And you're going to be on the air tonight, 9 to midnight, and stations need to pick it up. Have you talked to Ted? Have they gotten the satellite coordinates listed yet on GCNLive.com?
I don't know if they have it listed. He says that the satellite's all ready to go. He says that the...
No, the satellite's been up for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. But I go on the site, and I can't find where our new satellite's listed.
I will call him immediately.
I have stations calling me asking, where are the satellite coordinates?
All right, so I will get the satellite coordinates from...
We have to do everything around here.
From Ted Anderson right after this.
Oh, Ted's great. He's paying for an extra satellite for us so we can run my show 21 hours a day and your show 3 hours a day, live 9 to midnight central. So I hope stations out there that want to record it or air it live will get the Info Warrior with Jason Burns.
And you pop in a lot, too. It's a great show.
Hey, Jason, where'd you get the name of the Info Warrior?
I took it from you, Alex, obviously.
I'm joking.
You are the original Info Warrior, but I'm trying to bring in more Info Warriors, and I'm actually trying to make this Independence Day, Info Warrior, Independence Day, all groups, whether it's End the Fed, whether it's, you know, Campaign for Liberty, whether it's 9/11 Truth, We Are Change, all that stuff. Take this Independence Day, hand out DVDs, hand out flyers. This is when communities actually get together. This is when
And it's having an effect. People say, oh, you're not having an effect. Nothing's happening. Nothing's changing. And they're admitting world government. The people are waking up in mass. Everything we do goes mega viral. People have to have the belief we can change this. It's the only chance we're having one hell of an effect.
Exactly. Right now, the IMF is openly announcing they're going to build a global super currency before the G20. Now, Obama's going to the G20, but before that, he's going to meet with the Queen in private. So, I mean, look at this progression.
But the Queen doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Nobility has never had any influence on anything, Alex. I mean, I can't
She only owns half of Canada. And then threw the Parliament out when they didn't agree with her a few months ago. Hey, Jason Burmes, 9 to midnight tonight. Good to have you in here with us.
Thank you, sir.
More calls straight ahead.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of the Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 17, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $918.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $945.23, $472.62 for the half ounce, and $236.31 for a quarter ounce. That's $945.23, $472.62, and $236.31.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
I just had my two IT guys walk over to me and they said, guess how much bandwidth you've used in the first 17 days of March? 90 plus terabytes. That'll be $30,000 on top of my regular IT bill. That's why you need to buy the hard copy DVD at InfoWars.com. That's where the money bomb money went in this office. By the way, I shot the tour of the office a week ago. When is the call Rob doing here? I want to know when the tour of the website was going to be up on the web for everybody. Hold on. Democracy don't rule the world.
Democracy don't rule the world.
You better get that through your head. This world is ruled by violence. But I guess, left unsaid, from Broadway to the Milky Way, that's a lot of territory indeed, but a man's gonna do. Rob Dew, when is the tour of the new command center going up? Everybody wants it.
The Central Texas Command Center tour will be online probably by the end of this week.
That's what I'm
thinking. Well, hell, we just walked around for 10 minutes in here.
Yeah, it's not. There are other things to do. Plus, we don't want to run up the bandwidth too high, right?
Or we'll just put it out on YouTube, baby.
Okay, we'll put it out on YouTube. Perfect. We'll
put it out on the Alex Jones channel. Y'all don't want another $30,000 bill. Well, what happened is all the members, we had it turned up to 10. So people could share it with 10 people.
Yeah.
And I just told them, we got to cut that back or I'm going to be in the pauper house here. because it's expensive. How much with the medium quality is it, say, for the QuickTime for somebody to download that?
I have no clue.
Call Madden here. Well, it doesn't matter. Well,
one thing we are going to have up soon is the call to action. You have another call to action that we have produced, a smaller one to, but people are already doing it, so it's almost pointless to put it out, but we need to get it out anyway. Get out to more people, tell them about the Obama deception. We're going to have an Alex Jones call to action, which is kind of the part two of the interview that we did. And then we're going to release the tour of the Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines.
Well, folks keep chomping at the bit to see this place. So
I know. All right, we'll make that
priority. Can't you guys just slap it together?
Yeah, I'll slap it together today. I'll do it this afternoon after lunch.
Or you can have Jason do it.
Yeah, well, I got Jason working on other things.
The other Jason. What's Jason working on?
He is working on, we just got him designing all kinds of stuff, like cool things to put on the video. So
I know, but I know. Stuff. Okay. Well,
we'll get that.
I appreciate you coming in and talking to us.
Yeah, no problem.
Just let's get it out by tomorrow.
No problem.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Let's talk to, who's up next here? I got a bunch of callers here. I can't tell. Let's go to Tony in Georgia. Tony, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex Jones. First of all, great new movie. I love the new Obama deception. Second of all, I want to comment on the new Corbyn, global warming thing. How come I've searched the internet and everything else and nobody's ever said anything about atomic bombs, nuclear bombs, hydrogen bombs, or anything else having to do with anything with global warming?
Well, I don't think they had a lot to do with global warming, but there are a lot of government studies, their own studies, that show that it blew holes in the ozone layer when they would test them at high altitudes. up until the 70s, the French, the U.S., the Chinese, the Russians did that. They had one test where 60-something high-powered hydrogen bombs in the 60s, it's in that film Trinity for Discovery Channel that was narrated by William Shatner, where it just shows them detonating nukes at 100,000 feet, blowing holes in the atmosphere, and scientists thought it might have ignited the atmosphere on fire, but they said, we're going to do the test anyways. But absolutely, they won't let us have nuclear power, which is very safe compared to, but they'll set nukes off. I hear you. It's a good point.
But I'm just saying it could be a time release thing. I mean, something that doesn't happen instantly, like, any...
Even the heat from a high-powered hydrogen bomb is nothing compared to a volcano, because a volcano puts out all this particula that then do different things with heat in the atmosphere. It's the power of the mirroring effect. Pardon me?
All right, so you don't think any atomic bombs, neutron bombs, hydrogen bombs have anything to do with global warming at all?
Hundreds of volcanoes going off at any one time, just constantly, forest fires, the oceans. I mean, just the levels of regular carbon and the carbon cycle, just in, from the studies I've seen on nukes being tested, it is negligible. But I agree with you look, I appreciate your call. It's pointless anyways. It's the sun is the main driver. Everything else is secondary to temperature fluctuations on this planet. And now, because global warming's been disproven, the sun just cooled off, so we're going into a cooling cycle. The ice caps of Mars were getting smaller. Now they're getting bigger again. The moons that were liquid of Jupiter and Saturn are now frozen again. It's the sun. It's the sun. It's the sun. It's the sun. So now that it's been proven it isn't global warming, and it's been proven that polar bears do swim, they're not drowning. My God, they think we're dumb. Now they're calling it climate change and saying we shouldn't even have seasons. But don't worry, there's a new tax paid to the IMF to fund a new global currency, a super currency, London Telegraph. It will save you. The bankers will save you. Don't worry. They want to help you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Menhaden fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Saying no more health care for the troops, you'll have to get your own insurance. This is CNN News. This is off the charts insane, but if not today, tomorrow. Well, Barbara Lowe Fisher is co-founder of the nonprofit National Vaccine Information Center, founded in 82 by parents of vaccine-injured children and dedicated to preventing vaccine injuries and deaths through public education and defending the informed consent ethic. As president of the largest and oldest consumer-led vaccine safety advocacy organization, she has led a national grassroots movement to institute vaccine safety reforms and informed consent protection in the public health system for more than a quarter century. She is the editor of the weekly NVICE News and a blogger, and many of her articles and vaccines and vaccine policies appear in the NVICE's website. A lot of newspapers publish her stuff. She's all over national television. She is one of the most, you know, focused, well-documented researchers out there with the scientists and doctors and virologists and biologists that she works with exposing this. And the reason I've been covering vaccines a lot is because they're moving to try to make them mandatory. They always lied and said they were mandatory. We exposed that was a fraud. So now they're really trying to make them mandatory, trying to create this illusion that they're mandatory, trying to prop that up. As the deaths mount from different vaccines like HPV and others, the cancer viruses and many of the vaccines, the sterilization compounds they found in tetanus shots, this is all confirmed stuff. So I wanted to have her up for 30 minutes or so, and then take calls next hour. Your vaccine damage stories or your stories of what happened to you personally, 1-800-259-9231. I know we've got loaded phones from other people, but I'm going to ask folks to call back or to specifically address her. And so go through John and find out who wants to specifically talk to her. I don't screen calls except when a specific guest is on about a specific topic. But it's a very wide topic, informed consent, you know, with so many things. They want to start drug testing for everybody that goes in for unemployment. They want to start drug testing everybody, period, federally, if you have a job, period. And they have an Army program all over the country. I discovered 5 years ago watching Army News on local Travis County cable. They put it on about how the military pays businesses to drug test all their employees. So they're setting all these precedents of total Big Brother control, and they have all these excuses. So I wanted to have her on just to basically break down the current state of the fight and what's happening there, and to then take your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Barbara Lowe Fisher, good to have you back with us.
Well, thank you so much, Alex.
Okay, I am going to try to give you the floor. Just break down the basic history of vaccines, how you got involved, what we're currently facing, and what the establishment's trying to do right now.
Yeah, you know, and then I'd like to talk a little bit, because I just actually watched your film this morning, Endgame, and I was so blown away that I'm still processing it. But I went back into my archives and looked at some of the information I produced in the 1990s, because I've been doing this work since 1982. And in the 1990s, I was very much focused on the evolution of the vaccine tracking systems, the electronic medical records tracking systems. And I went and reviewed that information, and some of the things that occurred back then became much clearer to me within the context of some of the information you gave out in your film, which was quite well researched, and it was very interesting. And I think people don't really understand what the mass vaccination system has been used for in the last few decades to promote this idea of that the greater good, which is defined by those who have a vested interest in being able to control who gets, you know, these vaccines, that very much the vaccinations, the idea of mass vaccination has been used to lull people into accepting a loss of medical privacy, a loss of their a right to make choices about the kind of health care that they want, including the vaccines that they want to use or not do not want to use. And it's really, I think people need to understand that often the idea of vaccination is used as a political tool by those actually in both parties who really want to exert more control over what they know about you and your family in terms of the medical choices that you make, in terms of your DNA. That right now there is an attempt in Minnesota for the state to basically own your baby's DNA. You no longer have the right to give consent.
Let me fill folks in on that. For 44 years, according to the Austin American Statesman, I thought it was 36, everyone at birth has their blood taken. It was put in secret DNA databases. They now admit it. Bush signed an executive order to counter the moves in Texas and Minnesota and other places to sue and counter that. So the state is being forced to declare, no, we own your blood. There was even a court case in California 5 years ago where somebody was getting some genetic treatments, and they came back and said, well, a company actually owns that protein that's in your blood, so you've got to pay them a licensing fee for your own DNA treatment. So I've actually had congressmen on, and I've had lawmakers from Australia on. This is worldwide in the Western world, where for at least 30-plus years they've been taking people's blood secretly. Now they're just admitting it.
Well, and the thing that bothered me when I looked at your film, and just many memories were reactivated, and I remembered back in the MVIC, my organization opposed the 1996 HIPAA law that was under the guise of medical privacy, but what it really did was it was an information grab by government to be able to look at your medical records. You know, when you now go into and use them for scientific research, and
when you go into the hospital, they're uploading it all to the health department, then it goes from there to the feds, and Obama with a $9 billion package, as you know, I'm just telling folks, just put more funding into that. They're going to use that for gun control for those that ever went to a psychologist, but go ahead.
And the reason that I think it's important for people to understand the role that vaccination and vaccine policies, vaccine tracking systems has had in this sort of evolution of the idea that government ought to be able to track you and your personal information, and a lot of it was justified on by the idea that we all should get vaccinated, and that it was a good thing for everyone to get vaccinated. Therefore, for example, in 1995, it was okay for the Secretary of Health, Donna Shalala at the time, to come in and take the Social Security number and use it for the first time for a non-Social Security purpose, and that was to use it as a health identifier for babies at birth to monitor vaccination status. And
so they're using the vaccine monitoring system as the skeletal system for a total takeover of healthcare, then the bioethicist boards to then bring eugenics back into state-controlled healthcare.
Well, you know, I mean, as you know, I've been on your show before, and I've always said that I was not a conspiracy theorist. But I do think that we have to, that connecting the dots is important. And I do know something about the vaccination system. I know something about vaccines and their risks. And I know that bottom line, we have to have the right to freedom. That's where I absolutely agree with what you're trying to do, which is foster freedom of the press, freedom of expression. And when I watched your film and I realized why when I last time I was on, I talked about, you know, how what I experienced in Maryland in November of 2007 when they lined up the children and their parents and said, you know, if they didn't get a hepatitis B vaccination and a chickenpox vaccination or could show proof that they had, that the parents would be charged and could be jailed for failing to show that proof.
And there was no law. There was no law. It was total color of law. But go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, I saw you, and you were at the Bilderberg meetings, and there were the policemen with the dogs and everything. And I realized why that resonated with you, because you had been in that kind of a situation as well. And you know, I really believe that we are at a critical time right now. And unless we as Americans stand up and get involved at the local and state and federal level in terms of electing the right people to represent us, we are going to have a very difficult situation in this country where we are really having, incrementally, we're having our personal freedoms taken from us. And certainly one of the greatest freedoms we have is the right to be able to choose what is done to our physical body. What we are have to take into our bodies, whether it's pharmaceutical drugs, vaccines, or anything else. If we're not free, if we don't have the right to bodily integrity, to individual inviolability, we really cannot be deemed to be free in any sense of the word. And so I look back and I see this evolution of these tracking systems, which were justified in the 1980s and 90s, because vaccination was a good thing, and the government needed to track who was going to be, who was vaccinated, who was not vaccinated, for the purpose of being able to call them up and remind them that it was time to get vaccinated. And then I see in the last few years, leading physicians and organizations saying they should criminalize non-vaccinators, that there should be a posting in
communities. Yeah, they're proposing this and then lying and saying it's already the law and threatening people, which is an incredible crime. And I mean, you've seen Endgame. We sent it to you. I appreciate you taking the time out to watch it. It's a 2.5-hour film. Plus, the issue is we show the eugenicists, which most of the major scientists in the West were in the 19, 20s, 30s, 40s. Hitler learned everything he knew from us. They believed in sterilizing people. They believed in putting stuff in vaccines to do it. We have the quotes. They took children and radiated them to death in the U.S., black men, syphilis. And then we show scores of cases, only a very small amount of all the cases we had in the film. So my point is, we have this right to say no anyways, even if the government was nice, but we know that eugenicists became the bioethicist and that they run things still today, and we show the proof in the film. So it's not a conspiracy theory. I mean, this is what they believe and what they're doing.
Well, I thought it was, I thought you had done an awful lot of research back into the history. I thought it was just fascinating, and I think that, you know, the bottom line is the right to informed consent is a human right. And it was defined by the judges at the doctor's trial at Nuremberg as a human right. And what was on trial at Nuremberg, those doctors who they did charge with crimes against humanity, and I realize some of them didn't even get to that docket, but those who they did charge, the defense by those doctors was the utilitarian rationale, and that is that their scientific experiments were for the greater good, for the advancement of science.
If they torture a child to death, it might save 1,000 children down the road.
And so I think that principle that was outlined by the judges, they really tried the utilitarian rationale as well. And they basically said that the utilitarianism, which is that some can be sacrificed, or the well-being of some and the happiness of a minority of individuals can be sacrificed for the greater good, that whole idea was debunked by those judges. And they said that is not you can't use utilitarianism to buttress any kind of state policy. That's really what they were saying. And, you know, Oliver Wendell Holmes was a Supreme Court justice who used Jacobson versus Massachusetts, 1905, which allowed the states to mandate vaccinations. Oliver Wendell Holmes used that in 1927 to justify the forced sterilization of what he thought was an mentally retarded girl, which was actually a girl who was deaf. And it was not mentally retarded. And yes, eugenics was alive and well in this country in the 1920s and preceding World War II. And Holmes was, Hitler did, was an admirer of Holmes. And as you point out in your film, the eugenics idea was very much embraced in pre-war Germany as an idea, a thought that, you know, if you cleanse society of those who infected society with, you know, whether they were handicapped or they were too old to be productive or they were the wrong, from the wrong gene pool.
Racial hygiene.
And you, that's exactly right. This idea of cleansing society of all those who infect society and are a cost to society. This kind of mentality is something that we have to, we must expose and we must fight against.
But Barbara, because that's what I'm saying. I have all the government documents. It is vicious. It is done meanly. It is eugenics. You know, they claim there's positive and negative eugenics, but the real eugenicist wants to poison, wants to kill, wants to dumb down, wants to hurt people.
But the thing is, though, Alex, is that I don't believe that everyone who is in state, local, or federal
government. No. They're compartmentalized. They think it is for the greater good. They don't understand that the eugenicists publicly went underground in the 1940s and are what we call the bioethicist boards today.
Well, I totally agree with that science is, and scientists and physicians are being worshipped in our society and other technologically advanced societies. And what we've done is we have allowed an elitist class to develop who have a great deal of power now because of the advancement in technology and science. And what we need to do,
and they are eugenicists, most of them. They believe in that, and that's what I'm warning people about. That's the whole point.
Well, I think that you are probably right that there is a certain faction. I have a lot of people I know who are physicians and scientists who are good people who want to do the right thing.
I'm talking about the directors of the system.
Yeah, that's totally
I can go
different.
Show you. Yeah. Listen, when Dr. Totally Eric Pianca different. And it's covered in the film.
Yeah.
God,
no, I thought your film was very interesting.
Well, thank you, but when he gets up in Endgame, and he says. In Austin at St. Edward's, and when he says at the Texas Academy of Sciences meeting in South Texas, 90% of us need to die, and he projects, and Ebola airborne is going to do it, and he's a biologist, and they project an image of skulls on the wall, crying, you know, 3 minutes standing ovations. I mean, this was in the newspaper. Just, you understand, 95%, according to the scientist I had on, were in rapture. This is the secret religion. And I know it's hard to, you know, get through that they're this evil, but I'm telling you, they're on a, go to UT where I live, or go to any major university and go talk to the biology department. They'll go, yes, there's too many people. We need to get rid of 90% right now. Absolutely. I mean, that's in the UN biological diversity.
And it is a slippery slope, isn't it? When one adopts this utilitarian rationale that some can be sacrificed for the theoretical greater good, it is a slippery slope. It's seductive. And it can result in a great deal of harm. And that's why I fight against it, because I believe in the informed consent ethic.
Did you see the state of Texas testifying that we put 67% of foster kids on psychotropics because they have bad gene pools?
And I did see that.
Look, it's eugenicist. It's a cult. They run everything. But I want to hear more about vaccines. You're the big expert on that. When we come back, Barbara Lowe Fisher is our guest. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Barbara Lowe Fisher's our guest. Be sure and fire out the website for folks to do their own research. Specifically, Barbara, we knew in the trials of HPV for girls, the papillomavirus shot, that it was killing people, and they admitted that. We talked about it. They called us conspiracy terrorists. Now CBS News admits, you know, big top stories about all the deaths and autoimmune things, and it's like we're bad for saying girls shouldn't be basically told it's the law in Texas to take this when there is no law. So it's fraud within fraud. What's going on with that right now?
Well, you know, NBIC issued a special report a couple of weeks ago. What we did is we went in and looked at the reports coming into the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System after Gardasil and after another vaccine called Menactra, a meningococcal vaccine. Both were given to the same age groups, 11 to 12-year-olds, although Menactra was only was given to boys and girls and Gardasil only to girls. You would expect that you would have, if it was a coincidence, all these events, these deaths and injuries being reported after Gardasil, if it was just a coincidence, you would have had no greater number of reactions reported after Benactor than after Gardasil. What we found was a 3 to 30 times greater incidence of serious events and deaths reported after Gardasil, confirming our original, in 2006, we put out the first press release challenging the licensing of Gardasil because I looked and analyzed those pre-licensure clinical trials and saw that there were a number of serious injuries and deaths in there, and they were writing them off as coincidences. And what was really awful about those preclinical trials is they only studied 1,200 girls under the age of 16, and yet they targeted the policy at 11 to 12-year-old girls. So what we found when we looked at the VAERS reports recently is that you have a lot of really serious events like blood clots, cardiac arrest, hemorrhage, lupus, seizures, strokes, thrombosis, vasculitis. You have, it's clear that these girls who are, a lot of them are very high-functioning girls because we're getting the reports into NBIC as well. They're 4.0 students, they're gymnasts, cheerleaders, all-American girls, high-functioning girls. They get one or more of these shots. It's given in a three-dose series, and all of a sudden, they can't go to school, they can't get out of bed, their paralysis that comes and goes, they've got pain throughout their body, they have seizures.
All the deaths? I mean, I've got all these mainstream newscasts going over all the deaths where mommy's daughter isn't there anymore.
That's right. And I mean, you're talking about girls who are perfectly healthy and all of a sudden drop dead within hours, days, or several weeks of this vaccination with no explanation. Some of the girls will say, you know, I feel kind of dizzy. I'm really tired. And then they will be found dead. with no explanation. No. On autopsy, there's no finding. And we can't get the company, Merck, or the government to admit that there is a problem with this vaccine. It's one of the most reactive vaccines I've seen come on the market.
And they are going to now try to force boys to take it, and I guess the people will just die and become ill en masse, and they'll just have SWAT teams dance around with police dogs and force everybody to take it when there's no law. I mean, we're not kidding. There's no law, but they force it through color of law intimidation. It's just Nazi Germany on steroids, and it's just going to continue on, I guess, forever. And it was just a few vaccines they used to try to make you take. How many is it now they try to inject people with?
It's 48 doses of 14 vaccines before the age of six. And 69 doses of 16 vaccines if you're a girl, with the addition of HPV vaccine, is the government recommendation. And like I said at the front of the show, this is why I'm concerned, is that as they add more and more doses of vaccine, mm-hmm. and they couple it with tracking systems, will the day come when you can't say no?
Well, I want to talk with you about how the UN's saying they want to, because the Africans don't trust them and won't take it, because they, you know, they don't know what they're doing, quote, they want to now engineer it into food with pharmacological vaccine crops. Stay there. Back in 70 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Barbara Love Fisher is our guest. And Barbara, get out some of the websites for folks to find out more. We'll put them up on screen. We're simulcasting the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. I want to come back about 5-10 minutes into the next segment, start taking phone calls for the rest of the hour for listeners. We appreciate you giving us so much time. Continue with what's happening and the moves to try to put vaccines in foods and so much more.
Yes, the website is www.nvic.org. That's for National Vaccine Information Center, nvic.org. And there's a lot of free information there, a lot of resources, you know, other websites you can go to. And I just urge everybody to become as educated as you can about vaccination before you or your child gets vaccinated.
Absolutely. What about the moves to put vaccines in mosquitoes, to make us take our shots, to put it in food?
Yeah, there is a lot of experimentation going on. They are trying to come up with ways that they can get these vaccines to populations without people really thinking they're getting vaccinated. In other words, rather than putting a needle in your arm, they're looking at novel ways to deliver vaccines. And what they're not, and certainly food, putting them in foods like vegetables. There was a plan. They talked about, you know, mosquitoes who would then transfer these vaccines. But what they don't stop to consider is what can happen when someone gets vaccinated. You can always have an adverse reaction. When I was going over these documents that I talked about I had published in the 1990s, there was a super vaccine that they talked about in the mid-90s. They actually had a press conference in Washington. And what they were talking about is all the world governments coming together to finance the development of a super vaccine. They called it the Holy Grail. And in this vaccine, which was an oral vaccine that would be given at the moment of birth to every child in the world as they emerged from the womb, the vaccine would contain 20 to 30 different viral and bacterial antigens, raw DNA that would be injected into the cells of the body and be time released. And I remember at the time I thought, you know, what happens if there is a reaction on the first time release? How do you get that vaccine out of the body? It's really, we don't understand that we have given people total power to develop vaccines and drugs, et cetera, and there's no oversight on what they're doing. I mean, they may think it's a good idea, but what about the people?
And these are private companies that then lobby the government to try to force you to take the vaccines. And even if you believe vaccines are good, they admit they don't give a baby a lot because it overwhelms them. Imagine 20-plus things orally given to a brand-new baby, and it won't matter how many die. They'll just say, oh, the babies are all dying, but it's we got to get rid of the population, but it has nothing to do with the vaccines. I mean, this is so sick.
Well, I think that we just have to understand what's going on, and we have to become activist citizens. If we're all apathetic and we just say, oh, well, let somebody else take care of it, we eventually get the government we deserve. We have to stand up as individuals, become involved, and make our voices heard. As you point out in your film, if we don't do that, then we're going to be in chains.
Well, there are hundreds of different vaccine companies. They all want to try to make them mandatory. I mean, will it be thousands of vaccines where you get hundreds of injections a month? Or, I mean, when does this end?
I know that there's more than 2,000 clinical trials around the world that are testing and developing several hundred vaccines. My question has always been, you know, the assumption is that more vaccination is going to equal long-term health, better long-term health. I think we need to take a look, though, at the last quarter century. As we've tripled the numbers of doses of vaccines we're giving our children, what we've seen is a corresponding rise in chronic disease and disability.
No, like Crohn's.
Pardon?
Like Crohn's. We've got a break, Barbara. I want to come back and talk about this rise. The more vaccines, the more disease, the more problems, the more autoimmune problems. And also the bird flu vaccine that's killed a bunch of people in trials as well. And they admit it's killing people, and they say, hey.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit gardeninacan.com today. That's gardeninacan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Barbara Fisher, expert on vaccines, started and still heads up the largest and most active and best informed group out there exposing the dangers of vaccines. Now they're trying to force people to take them. The situation with them trying to mix in live bird flu with the big batches of vaccines they were testing for the flu. When I Googled it, I found all these mainstream British and German papers with separate companies and the homeless being given experimental bird flu shots and dying, and the authorities admitting they died from it. They told them it was regular flu shots. I mean, it's just getting crazier and crazier to the point of we're just kind of accepting of this out-of-control behavior now. Like, oh, that's just what they do.
Well, you know, what I was really, a couple of weeks ago, I guess it's about a month ago now, the FDA, which meets on a regular basis, I was actually a consumer rep on the FDA committee between 1999 and 2003, learned a lot about the workings of the FDA. And that committee is a committee that the companies come who want to license new vaccines come forward and present their data like they presented on Gardasil. I was actually there when the first go round on Gardasil occurred. I wasn't there when the committee voted on whether or not to license it. But about a month ago, there was a suggestion that they should be allowed to test bird flu vaccine on 6-month-olds. And this is the H5N1 avian flu vaccine. And I remember thinking, we don't have an avian flu epidemic, first of all. I mean, there were some people who died who were in close contact with birds over in Asia. I mean, you have to practically kiss the bird in order to get this avian flu. And the bird flu epidemic that they predicted has not taken place. And yet they are aggressively researching development of avian flu virus vaccine. So that occurred about 4 weeks ago, and then it was February 27th that there was this article that was published in that H5N1 avian flu viruses, live avian flu viruses, had somehow contaminated regular flu vaccine that is, you know, given out all over the world. And it was a plant in Austria. And they confirmed eventually that yes, there were contaminated, lots of vaccine contaminated with this H5N1 bird flu virus, live virus. And it was some worker in Czechoslovakia who decided to inject the vaccine into, I think it was ferrets.
It was ferrets.
It was just something that was done, I guess, on a regular basis. Some little guy in a lab in Czechoslovakia who reported and said, wait a minute, all the ferrets are dying.
And they also said it would have been perfect for it to mutate mm-hmm. with the regular flu and become highly contagious and airborne. Did you see the London Telegraph article? I'm going to put it on screen. Homeless people die after bird flu vaccine trial in Poland. Did you see that? 23 of them died?
I have not seen that, no.
But that's what I mean. There's actually hundreds of these. You can't keep track of it all. They told them it was a regular flu vaccine, paid them to take it. They gave it to 300 and something, and 20-plus died. Just Google homeless people die after bird flu vaccine trial in Poland. It's up on screen. right now, London Telegraph. So, you know, that's just how
it works now.
Well,
I mean, I wondered, because, again, I've sat here and watched this for 27 years. Back in the 1990s, late 90s, early 2000s, they decided to lower the age for flu vaccine, which has always in this country been 65 years and older. They lowered it to 55, I think, and then they lowered it down to 50. And then the next thing I knew, they decided that six-month-old babies had to get it, and then they said that every child between 6 months and 18 years old should get a flu vaccine every year. And I thought to myself, why is there such a push for influenza vaccine when the majority of people do not have flu, and yes, it's annoying, and yes, you're out for, you know, a week or whatever trying to get over it. I mean, true influenza, because a lot of flu-like illness is not actually influenza.
Yeah, it's some other virus or bacteria. Now, here's the $64 million question. Every day if I Google vaccine deaths in news, I see scores of articles where it's killing people all over the place, and they admit it. Then they say, you know what, we're going to give it to babies. And when the babies have a convulsion, they're going to charge the parents for beating them up and say shaken baby syndrome. And it's all compartmentalized, and it's a way to test the soft kill. It's a way to train the doctors to not report it properly, to just be used to everybody dying around them or getting sick around them, or everybody getting Crohn's, then finding the viruses from the vaccines in their intestines, as you know. That's been confirmed. And it's just institutionalizing that we shoot you up with it, you die, and that's the end of it. I mean, I gave you the article where it's killing homeless people and nobody gets in trouble.
Well, I mean, I think we do have to pause and say, why are so many highly vaccinated children so sick and disabled? Why is 1 in 6 child in America now learning disabled? Why is 1 in 100 to 150 diagnosed autistic? Why are 1 in 9 children in this country suffering from asthma? Are we creating an iatrogenic epidemic of chronic disease and disability through the use of more and more vaccines in childhood?
Why are allergies getting so bad? A lot of mainline doctors, as you know, Barbara Lowe Fisher, are tying it to, they give them all these vaccines, it causes the immune system to go wild, brain swelling, all this autoimmune inflammation, and then everything that shouldn't make you allergenic is. I mean, I guess all the cops, all the firemen, all the bureaucrats, I guess they got to have dead children or hurt children first. I mean, I guess it's like a black cup of death, and we all drink from it and celebrate, and our children, the most precious thing, fall apart before us, and we get sick, and we just love the government, and thank you, more injections, death, 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 it's so good.
I understand what you're saying. I think that there have been a lot of people who have believed in the past, certainly, that more vaccination was going to equal better long-term health. And I think people assumed that. The majority of people assumed it. They went along with it. And now you've got a reexamination of that assumption. No question. There are a lot of people now, a lot of families out there who have sick kids that were healthy before vaccination and now are chronically ill or disabled or are saying, wait a minute, what are we doing? And it is that mass examination that's occurring by a substantial minority of people, a growing minority of people, that is causing a lot of heartburn at the federal level, the vaccine policymaking level. They are starting to look at and start to have meetings around the country to ask people, why are you concerned about vaccination? And what they're hearing from people in every single community that they go out to is they're hearing, well, you know what? They either have a kid who's disabled, or they know somebody who became disabled after vaccination. When you have and you're right, when it starts to reach every home and every family, that's when people go, wait a minute. And we have an opportunity right now. We have an opportunity to, as a population, stand up and say, we are not just going to sit here and take it anymore. We are going to have the right to make these choices about vaccination.
Well, Barbara, it's killing people. The government admits HPV has caused deaths. They admit the bird flu shots killing people. If they would have, shipped out, or they're still saying it may happen, ship out bird flu? Will they now say dying of bird flu as a vaccine and that death is good? I mean, if they cause another swine flu epidemic that kills tens of thousands from vaccines, will they say death is good and you're going to be arrested if you don't kill your children? You and I aren't even sanely looking at this. Okay. I mean, we're taking it too calm. People are dying and being brain damaged, and it's happening, and it just keeps getting worse and worse.
But here's the thing. You know, I mean, I saw you on your film. You had your bullhorn, and you were doing, you know, you were sending that message. You were not afraid. We have to not be afraid to stand up. And we, you know, I'm a big believer in the U.S. Constitution. I'm a believer in what the founders of this country tried to do, that the type of government they tried to set up, a representative government. I always urge people, if you want to change your government, you've got to get involved.
But Barbara, shouldn't we just trust the government and never mind all the deaths and the maimings and the brain damage?
We are.
No. I mean, if there's thousands of vaccines on trial, shouldn't we all take 2,000 or 3,000 vaccines and then we can all just die? I mean, isn't that what the, I mean? That's the thing to prove we're not extremist. Is it just it's normal to have a government trying to forcibly inject everybody and to have all these deaths? I mean, this isn't like a science fiction nightmare or anything. We need to.
I believe that most people are basically good. I believe that some people are not good, but I believe most people are basically good.
Well, they need to take the shots to prove they're good.
Well, I believe that people have to use their brains, however. They have to be vigilant, and they have to stand up for their right to think independently.
Anti-American. It's pro-freedom to be forced to take shots.
I definitely consider myself a freedom fighter. I have to say that. I believe in free speech, free press. I am concerned about
Al-Qaeda.
any attempt to try to censor on the internet or to police what people think. I watched the vilification of Andrew Wakefield, who I've known since the late 90s, and I know is a scientist who is trying very hard to understand the possible association between autism and vaccination. And because he dared to investigate a politically unpopular, politically incorrect subject, because he dared to speak freely about what he found, he is vilified, demonized, hunted down, destroyed. I defend the right of people to think independently. Freedom in science, freedom of speech.
That is radical.
Well, so be it.
You're for free speech? That is... Barbara, I'm being sarcastic. We just have police training manuals where they say pocket constitutions are bad and founding fathers are bad. Stay there. I want to come back and take calls, give out the website for folks that want to get all your great information, and we really appreciate you taking time with us. All right, we're going to go to break, come back, take your phone calls. Barbara Lowe Fisher. And a lot more straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. Look, just take all the shots. The government loves you. Everything's fine. Trust them.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 17, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $918.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $945.23, $472.62 for the half ounce, and $236.31 for a quarter ounce. That's $945.23, $472.62, and $236.31.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document. clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Barbara Lowe Fisher is the co-founder of the nonprofit National Vaccine Information Center. She's probably saved millions of people from brain damage and death. They're putting up billboards, running TV ads, telling us that taking vaccines is good, that corn syrup's good. Oh, just Google corn syrup mercury, Washington Post headline. Half of corn syrup has high levels of mercury in it. But then I have newscasts saying mercury's now good for you, a federal study. Barbara, you ever seen that national news story? They ran everywhere saying that mercury is now good for children's brains.
I've seen over the years funny studies, you know, where they try to justify putting mercury in vaccines. I mean, NBIC took a position long ago that mercury doesn't belong in any product consumed by humans. It doesn't make any sense, particularly injecting mercury. So,
That's a fact. In fact, guys, the network can play the audio. I want you to Google newscast vaccine is good for you on YouTube. We'll play that in the next segment. Barbara, I don't mean to interrupt you, but let's go ahead and get to calls here. Wes in Las Vegas, Nevada. You're on the air, sir.
Hello, Alex and Barbara. There with me. I got some notes.
Sounds like you're on a speakerphone, but go ahead.
No, I'm on a cell phone. It don't work very good. Basically, my daughter, she got her shots, her hepatitis polio MMR shots at, a couple years ago. And right afterwards, we noticed that she began to have a mole on her leg. And when we put her into kindergarten, you know, they told us and something was wrong. They did a bunch of testing, and they told us that she has mild autism, severe or mild to severe autism, and mild mental retardation. And when I called the doctor on it, when he did the shot, it was like it was a mark right there. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, well, they just had a big study come out from a major university with veterinary medicine about massive cancer increase in the injection points in the tissues that were injected with vaccines. Barbara Lowe Fisher?
Yeah, I mean, certainly it's interesting that the veterinarians are doing a lot of work on the vaccines that are given to animals and the cancer as well as autoimmune problems that pets are now suffering from. And actually, veterinarians have backed off of the use of so many vaccines, interestingly, ahead of the pediatricians who still a lot of them don't get it. But
hey, Barbara, I got a lot of friends that have lost their dogs. Every time they go in for a checkup or have the teeth cleaned, every year they inject them, and their dogs die. They have seizures and die on the table. Boy, the doctor, I mean, they can figure that out with the dog.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting how the veterinarians are ahead of this. And you know, my own son had a very violent local reaction. My son who suffered a brain inflammation in 1980 after his fourth DPT shot within hours of the 14th DPT shot. But on his third shot, he'd had this big, hard, red, hot lump that stayed at the site of the injection for weeks. And I remember calling the doctor's office, and the nurse said, oh, it was a bad lot of DPT vaccine. Don't worry about it. And I was so clueless. I thought she meant it didn't work. It was too weak or something. And I said, should I bring him down for another one? And she goes, oh, no. But I didn't know at the time that local kind of reaction was actually a contraindication to further pertussis vaccine, at least in Britain. So, again, the people haven't really been informed about the risk. But I have not actually looked at the injection site in terms of creation of moles or
we have.
Something
there's
like that.
There's at least, I probably saw 40 studies last week when I looked into it, with massive increases. Sir, I'm sorry to hear about your daughter. Detoxer, keep her off corn syrup. It's filled with mercury. And just God bless you. Anything else?
No, Alex, actually, I called your office today. I want to join the fight. If you can give me a call back, basically, I'm willing to volunteer and join the fight in any way possible.
Well, just spread the free Obama deception out, Endgame out for free. That's why they're all on the web. Speak of the video clips. This is local CBS News, but this was a, they call them news packages. It was produced at CBS Broadcast Center. It aired in every local CBS affiliate in the country. And so you think you're getting local news, but it's packaged with the video. They just voice it. Here they are saying mercury is good for your brain. You cannot make this up. Here it is.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses? A new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
So, there you have, Barbara. I know you kind of giggled and probably thought I was making stuff up. I actually have another newscast saying lead is good for children. Would you like to hear that one?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
But then I'm insane. I'm the crazy one with all the death and destruction and annihilation of our children to my left and to my right, in front of me and in back of me. And I'm saying mercury's deadly. It attacks the neurons like no other heavy metal. And they just say, no, mercury is good. In fact, pull up the story during the break. Headline, half of corn syrup has mercury in it. Washington Post. Barbara Lowe Fisher's our guest. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Our government has handed over billions with no strings attached and no accountability to the very bankers who created this whole mess we're in. Millions have lost their jobs to corporate corruption and mismanagement. Trillions in savings, net worth, and retirement accounts have been lost by investors and homeowners. When you really look at all the theft, crimes, secret organizations, and pervasive corruption going on, it's enough to make you think of your second favorite F word, food. Food, the F word that we had all better be thinking about. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633. By the way, I assume that your first favorite F word is faith. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah.
He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We know identity scams have grown in the past 6 months because identity thieves are working overtime, taking advantage of this economic crisis. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. I talk to people every day about identity theft, and I know a lot of you are scared and nervous. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be. Another identity is stolen every 3 seconds, but you can have the security and peace of mind that comes with being protected by LifeLock for just pennies a day. LifeLock is number one in identity theft protection because we work to stop identity theft before it happens, or we fix it at our expense up to $1 million. Don't spend another minute worrying. Call LifeLock now.
Get instant protection by calling 1-800-605-4229. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-605-4229. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
All right, I'm going to go to your calls a little bit quicker here, so please have your question and comment ready. There's Wes calling in Vegas with a devastating his daughter. Continue with Barbara Lowe Fisher here in just a moment. Put her website up on screen. Be sure and spread it out to people, because even if you know all about this stuff, your neighbors, your friends, your family, I got people who work here who know all about this, see the articles every day. They can't get their wives to wake up. Because, well, the doctor wouldn't hurt me. Well, no, the doctor's not bad. He's compartmentalized. She's compartmentalized. The nurse wouldn't hurt me. Well, no, they don't know. You know, there were a lot of good doctors, too, that carried out 500,000 forced sterilizations in this country that went on into the 1980s. By the way, it's still going on, but that's mainstream news, 1987 in Oregon. Before we go back to our guest, I want to tell folks about one of our new sponsors. And that's homeagain.com. Homeagain.com, folks, I want to introduce you to an incredible site I found called homeagain.com. Homeagain.com is a place to get you started buying or selling homes, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate on your home value online. Homeagain.com, and see what I'm talking about. It's a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home from month to month or even weekly, and it's free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, Homeagain can determine whether your home improvements can most increase your home value before you put it on the market, and by using their home sale maximizer. I wish I knew about this years ago. Looking for Max the Orange Gorilla to help you find any real estate needs you might have. That's their little mascot. I love this site. You need to check it out, and you will love it too. Homeagain.com. That is homeagain.com. Homeagain.com. Go there today. And one other great sponsor that is helping us finance everything we're doing here, and that has natural, you know, the organic type vitamins, not from the chemical type vitamins. Tired of choking on fistfuls of pills and capsules? Try the new 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral multi formula. ilikevitamins.com. You get 10 different supplements in one easy to swallow, great tasting liquid supplement at an affordable price, and you absorb it. Most of the pills, you don't absorb any of it, or in some cases, you know, much of it, depending on the type of pill. A lot of them just go right through you. ilikevitamins.com, 10-in-1 vitamins, contains 23 essential vitamins plus 70 trace minerals. And it just goes on and on. Be sure and find out more at ilikevitamins.com and check out all the amazing ingredients that are in it. Go to ilikevitamins.com and order their 10-in-1 liquid multi for just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. ilikevitamins.com, 10-in-1 also has a 60-day no-hassle money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. Now, going back to Barbara Lowe Fisher. Barbara, I want to go to calls, but I know you've got so much knowledge, so much information to share. Again, how do people visit the fine organization you head up's website, the predominant group out there fighting this? How do they educate others? How do they wake people up about the perils of vaccines?
Yes, they need to go to NVIC.org, www.nvic.org for National Vaccine Information Center. I also have a blog that you can access from there, vaccineawakening.blogspot.com, where I write commentary. We have a free e-news, electronic e-newsletter that I write commentary about breaking news about vaccination and research and policy and all that. So, I mean, I think that once you become educated, knowledge is power, and you can then talk to your family, your friends, and you can educate them. And I see a great awakening occurring with the subject of vaccination in this country. We're in a race. We're a race against time. And we have to wake up in order to act before we are in a situation where we're not going to be able to make vaccine choices.
And it's not just vaccines. It's the GMO crops killing the rats and guinea pigs that give it to them or causing deformities. It's, as I mentioned earlier, half of the corn syrup that's in most products now has mercury in it. Put the Washington Post back up for folks. I want them to see it at prisonplanet.tv. It's not from Alex Jones. They are now admitting that more than 90% of the baby formula has melamine. They always admitted it was deadly before. Now they just say, oh, we've decided melamine isn't bad for you. I mean, this is entering the realm of complete insanity, that they're getting away with this out in the open, Barbara.
Well, and again, I think, you know, the right to make choices about what you put in your body, about what you're exposed to, the toxins you're exposed to, is absolutely a human right. And so, you know, if we want to have that right, we can't be complacent. And I think that was the message in your movie as well. You know, when you interviewed people in Canada and here who didn't understand that there was even a European Union or a North American Union, for example, was being suggested, that shows that we become very insulated sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I get emails every day saying the North American Union doesn't exist, but also the euro doesn't exist.
Yeah, well, I was in Europe last year, and I hadn't been there for many years, and I realized how different it was because everyone has one currency, and there are really no borders. You're able to move between countries, whereas you couldn't before.
Maybe the euro doesn't exist. Maybe Europe doesn't exist. You know, I mean, that's the level of denial that people have gotten to, Barbara.
It's interesting. I think that particularly in the United States, sometimes we tend to be isolated from the news of the rest of the world. We're very, in that way, we don't understand what's going on.
We're the least well-traveled. Americans have the lowest per capita of holding passports of any country.
Yeah, and so we just don't understand what really is happening over there. And I remember when I was over there and I saw the BBC who was interpreting, happened to be there when the whole stock market crash happened, and how they interpreted what was happening in the United States. And I remember at the beginning of the trip, they were saying, oh, poor America, whatever. By the end, They were blaming America. It was fascinating to watch their interpretation of what was happening here. But again, the people, wonderful people, but people over there who now don't, I think eventually there will be no remembrance of what Belgium, for example, or Austria, or Germany, or Italy, or France, because it is becoming very blended.
All one giant global corporate state. Let's talk to Robin in Ohio. You're on the air with Barbara Lowe Fisher. Go ahead.
Thanks.
Yes.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call and for enlightening us. This is a great topic, and I've been learning a lot. I was becoming increasingly concerned with my son, who's now 7, after his, it was either an MMR or diphtheria, and he had a reaction to that. And so then later I refused the chickenpox vaccine, and I was told by his pediatrician that, that would be becoming a law soon. And I said, well, it's not, you know, don't get me wrong, it's not that I want my child to be ill, but it's, there hasn't been enough research for me to feel comfortable about.
Well, at least he told you that they were trying to pass a law. Usually they just say, police arrest, you know, and it's like, this is Al-Qaeda we're talking about. I mean, Barbara, I'll just interrupt Robin for a moment. I mean, I see these cases all the time. I know you must see a lot where they call CPS on people that say no to vaccines when there's no law.
Well, there actually are laws in place, but there's exemption to the laws. And if you're in Texas, there's a wonderful organization in Texas, Parents Requesting Open Vaccine Education Prove, headed up by Dawn Richardson. You talk about a freedom fighter. She was the one that went to battle for 7 years in the state legislature against the vaccine lobby, forced vaccination lobby, and won the right for people in Texas, parents in Texas, to exercise conscientious belief exemption.
Barbara, I hate to disagree with you, but studying the law on this and having lawyers on concerning it, to be specific, take Rick Perry. He says it's the law you've got to take the human papillomavirus, HPV shot. All he did was say it's the list of mandatory to be in school through the health department, and then that's not a law, it's a regulation, so they have you sign the form as a waiver. You're saying you disagree with that? I mean, you admitted that there was no law in Maryland, but they had the police dogs there in the black uniforms and told them it was.
No, here's the thing. There are laws, vaccine laws in every state. They're state laws, but there are exemptions, and they're for all states, but two have a religious exemption to vaccination. Every state has medical exemption.
And about conscientious. 18, go ahead.
Well, 18 states have conscientious belief or philosophical or personal belief exemption. It's stated differently in different states. Now, what Rick Perry did with Gardasil, it was a new vaccine, and he issued an executive order going over the head of the legislature, which eventually basically overrode his executive order. But in Texas, it's one of the 18 states that allows conscientious belief exemption because of the work of parents in the late 90s, early 2000s. So while it's a law, there are exemptions. And what we have to fight to protect is the particularly the religious and conscientious belief exemption. If we lose those exemptions, and we only have medical, we are going to really be in trouble.
Yeah, well, I'm not taking any of the shots, and they're not killing my kids or maiming them, and that's the end of it. Robin, so tell us what happened to your daughter again.
Well, it was my son. I could go on about that. But
well, tell us. Go ahead. I'm going to shut up. You've got the floor. Go ahead.
I have a few things, and hopefully one of these things will help other people out there, and this is what we did. But anyway, I just told the doctor that, you know, it's more dangerous to have the chicken pox at a later age. You know, if you're in your 20s, it can be very serious then. I would much prefer him to have the chicken pox when he is younger, can handle it a little bit better. And so that was why I received that.
Well, there's not just chicken pox in those shots, but go ahead.
Right. But when my son was born, we did not sign his birth certificate. Because if you look underneath the section they call it an informant, and that's what you become, an informant to the government. And so we did not sign his birth certificate, and we did not get him a Social Security number, because that Social Security number was never meant to be an ID number.
Now, that's what Barbara was saying at the start of the show.
Right. And so we refused both of those things. Now, we don't get a tax break, you know, because he doesn't have a Social Security number, but he is a sovereign United States citizen. And I think more people need to start standing firm on that, because with what's going on in Florida, people are being taken from their homes. And that's probably because they signed these documents.
Yeah, the CPS.
And they become wards of the state.
Yeah, I hear you, Robin.
The state owns them.
I hear you, Robin. Good to hear from you. Scott in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. For either one of the two of you, do you know anything about TB test? I used to work in a hospital in Las Vegas some years ago, and I don't know whether or not it was the county or whether it was a state thing where they required anyone who worked in the hospital to get tested for TB on a yearly basis, and I don't know if there was anything in the shot.
Yeah, no. Were you given the TB test? Is supposedly the shells of the microorganism to test for antibodies of it to then see if you have it. Because if you have an inflammation, that means you have TB because you have an autoimmune response. Barbara.
Yeah, the TB test is not a vaccine in that sense, and they are developing a TB vaccine because they're talking about medication-resistant TB that is cropping up around the world, and they're afraid that it may come into the United States and become a problem. But right now, there is no TB vaccine that is required in this country, although it's called BCG vaccine, and there are some foreign countries who do require it, but we do not. We do not have a TB vaccine, and that time test is not a vaccine.
Okay, well, that's good to know, Ben.
I still wouldn't take it because it's a shell of the organism. It's DNA.
Yeah, well, I no longer work at the hospital, and at the time when I started working there, I had just moved down there, and they said that it was either a law or required. I'm not even really even sure at this point because it's been so many years ago, but I was just curious to know about
what they do is terrorize doctors and medical workers, and they're all scared, but there are more and more doctors who are vaccine-free and will not harass you and get in your face. We have a pediatrician who's like that, and as more and more of us say no, they can't look at you like you got 14 heads when you say no to shots at birth. And then later the nurses, the last baby we had, said, yeah, none of us take them either. You ought to see how many kids when we shoot them up have seizures. Yeah, none of us take it either. But we get in trouble if we tell you that. Hold on. Do you run into a lot of that, Barbara Lowe Fisher, where the medical...
What I am running into is that there is a growing resistance among healthcare workers to being forced to, for example, get annual influenza vaccine. There are several court cases out in the West of nurses' unions who are protesting being forced to get vaccinations in order to be able to practice.
Yeah, my dad won't do it.
So, I mean, I think it's becoming an issue, not just for people, average citizens, but even the healthcare workers are being oppressed now. When the smallpox vaccine that they wanted to dilute the supplies.
They tried to make the police take it, and they said no.
Yeah, the first responders, they tried to make take it. And MVIC issued this report about how risky that old smallpox vaccine really was. And other organizations then also did it. And the healthcare workers rejected the smallpox vaccine plan. And that's when it fell apart.
Bill in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead, Bill.
Barbara. I have a 12-month-year-old daughter. And Alex, you had mentioned when you came back from break that some of the biggest challenges amongst your staff with this topic is really convincing their wives about the negative effects of vaccines, and that's really the challenge that I'm having. And
well, the chances are it'll fry the first kid, and you say, next, honey, can we now have a couple more that you didn't, you know, basically assault? You know, I mean, women are loving and good and are scared for their children, and the fear of the government, you know, the fear they put in them makes them go out and take the shot. Barbara, you want to comment on this?
Well, I think that, again, I'm all for information, and I think when people take the time to read the information, and we encourage them to read all the information, most people who become educated about vaccination know what to do. It's when they trust blindly other people telling them what to do. I'm all for people empowering themselves. I don't have take anybody's word.
Exactly.
I look at the information, and I process it, and then I make a decision as to what is best.
Barbara, I'm sure you've seen all the TV shows where the mother goes, she was a cheerleader in top of her class, and I just want to protect her. I wish somebody would have told me HPV's been killing people. My daughter's dead now. I mean, we've got to warn these people, don't we? Go ahead.
Yeah, we do have to warn everyone to become informed. Because when something happens to your child, you who are going to live with the consequences, whatever decision you make, it's not going to be the health official sitting in Atlanta or in your state capital or the politician that you elected to office. It's going to be you, ultimately, who live with the pain of whatever happens to your child. And so you need to take responsibility and understand the choices that you're making and understand that you're going to be accountable and you're going to be responsible, ultimately, for those decisions. And I think that this is where I have a lot of trouble with this sort of greater good argument that they keep making. The argument is you don't have the right as an individual parent to make that choice for your child, because if you don't make the choice that the government says you need to make, in this case, get vaccinated, you put your neighbor's child at risk. I've always said if the vaccines are as effective as the companies have said they are, then the vaccinated should have nothing to fear from those who choose
exactly
not to get vaccinated.
How dumb do they think the public is? They go, yo, you got to take it because my kid will get sick from you. Well, wait, I thought you took it all. I thought you're protected.
Yeah, I mean, we really have to stop believing in myths and misinformation, and we have to get the information.
Well, Barbara Lowe Fisher, you know the studies. A lot of the outbreaks are caused by the vaccines.
Well, certainly that's true with some of the chickenpox. He was mentioning, other caller, chickenpox vaccine. we know now that there is reactivation. Some of these children are getting vaccinated. They're actually having vaccine-strain chickenpox.
Stay there. Final segment. More calls.
People around the world are testifying that their cataracts are quickly disappearing like magic thanks to CanSee. The original CanSee eye drop used in clinical trials maintains that only the original unadulterated formula is effective in reducing, reversing, and slowing the occurrence of senile cataract. CanSee can also assist in lowering the intraocular pressure associated with glaucoma. CanSee is beneficial for contact lens disorders, to treat corneal disorders, combat eye strain, Kinney's computer vision syndrome, and more. People enjoying the benefits while using CanSee report no side effects, and the drops are gentle and don't cause eye burning. With regular use, people using CanSee drops report a difference in their vision in as little as 30 days, and some have their cataracts completely disappear within months. CanSee, that's can-letter C, is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to take a few final phone calls here. The Obama Deception DVD is in. Order it now. Ship it right out to you. The Obama Deception at InfoWars.com. This film has gone totally mega viral. See it right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. See Burmese live tonight, 9 to midnight. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Download them all in super high quality or get the DVDs in hard copy at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Quickly, let's take a few final calls here. Let's talk to John in Texas, then Reb and Dan. Quick comments or questions, gentlemen? Wrestle with that phone. He's battling it. All right, let's let John go. Let's go to Rebel in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Rebel.
Hello?
Yes, Rebel.
Hi, and my name is Rebel, like revolutionary.
This will be a day long remembered. We've seen the end of Kenobi. We'll soon see the end of the rebellion.
It's Rebel, R-E-V-O-L. Actually, I'm going to go off the beaten track. You guys seem to be talking about medical, but I wanted to ask a question about Obama.
Okay, well, we're taking calls for our guest right now was the issue, but go ahead and ask your question about Obama.
All right, if I'm right, because we only found you, Alex, 2 weeks ago, so we've been on a roll for all 2 weeks of trying to, like, listen to your programs without reruns and stuff. If I'm correct, you believe that Obama was placed in office in order to calm people down?
Yeah.
To get them to be calm. Have you ever had the concept that maybe he was in there to start a civil war?
Well, no, that comes later. It's calm everybody down to accept the global government, as they've announced in the London Telegraph, new global currency, and then they'll destroy him in the end. I got to jump because we got a special guest on. Call me back tomorrow. We can talk more about that. Dan in Florida. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Just a real quick question for you, Alex. How you doing, Barbara?
Hi.
Basically, I was just wondering what you guys, because you were talking about mercury a little bit earlier and things like that and the toxicity and things. Basically, I was just wondering what you guys had to say about the one dentist, Hal Huggins.
The guy that does the amalgam filling removal?
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
I mean, it's certainly not good for you. I know that.
Well, I mean, he kind of got, you know, publicly bashed, like on the Internet and stuff like that, and, you know, in a lot of different places. I mean, do you think there's validity to what he does and stuff like that?
You know, I'm not specifically really up on a lot of his stuff. I just have heard the name. And I appreciate your call. You know, I mean, look, mercury's not good for you, brother. I don't know how else to put it. Tara in Montana, last caller for our guest, Barbara Lowe Fisher. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how I can not give my son vaccines, but yet still give him into daycare.
Okay.
It's so government.
There's a waiver. They can't discriminate. Barbara, take it.
Yeah, where are you? You live in Texas?
No, I live in Montana.
In Montana, you know, there are 18 states that have philosophical exemption. I thought Montana was one, but I don't have my information in front of me. I can't remember if it is or not. You need to look at on our website, mvic.org. We have all the state laws and the exemptions. Go on there.
Ma'am, you are a variety of Christian in your Christian church.
Right.
And you're against it. Okay, period. Just you ask the health department with a form, fill it out, and give it to the little mill or whatever. Go ahead.
Right. I mean, I think that you can successfully argue if you only, for example, have religious exemption. I know Montana at least has religious. You can certainly successfully argue that it is your spiritual belief and that you are exercising your beliefs and you know, they can't discriminate against whether or not. Some people have said, oh, you have to belong to a church.
Tara, just be authoritative. Ask, it's online,
right.
Montana vaccine exemption form. Google
right.
it, Montana vaccine exemption form. Fill the thing in, send it in. You're the commander, you're the boss, you're the mama. You're not going to let them hurt those babies. God bless you, Tara.
Right.
All right, I'm out of time. And Barbara Lowe Fisher, that moved very, very quickly. Thank you for spending all the time with us. Give out the website again if folks want to save their children.
It's NVIC.org for National Vaccine Information Center.
All right. God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Vaya con Dios. Retransmission with tons of key info coming up right now on the restreams at InfoWars.com. See you back live tomorrow, 11 to 3. Take care, folks. Burma's coming up tonight, 9 to midnight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network.